Matt Miller is most concerned about, but Newman, of course, is tough all the way through their lineup. This is a classic matchup between the one and two teams. Newman has good gap power. They hit the ball in the gaps a lot. They've got some big kids. They have some power. Twin Cedars is very capable of doing that. Corey Harrell leads the 1A state tournament field with the most home runs with 11. But Twin Cedars is very adept at playing small ball, and we may see that a lot tonight. But we're looking forward to bringing you the game. We've got some great sponsors. We're going to send it back to the station for just a moment, and I'll be back with Matt Miller right after this.
Your Skid Steer is one employee you have that doesn't call in sick, doesn't take vacation, and never demands a pay raise. That's why you need to keep your Skid Steer in top condition. This month at Barker Implement, our John Deere service team is offering free pickup and delivery on any Skid Steer inspection. They'll provide a full list of necessary tweaks to keep your number one worker in peak performance. Learn more about this and other John Deere service specials valid through August 31st at ebarkers.com. Powered by Green, driven by values.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Guest on our pregame show tonight before the big semifinal game between Mason City Newman Catholic, ranked number one in the state, and our own area Twin Cedars Sabres, ranked number two, is Twin Cedars Sabres coach Matt Miller. And Matt, got to tell you, first of all, what an exciting year you've provided for everybody in the area. It's not just about Twin Cedars of Bussey fans. I can tell you, you're the kind of the darling of the whole area. I know when Bill Saylor and I first covered some of your games early in the year, we've tried to get you on the schedule as many times as we could because you've got such a great ball club, such a great story, and you do a great job with them. And here we are now in the semifinals in the state tournament, and your club is going to be raring to go against Newman.
We're confident in how we're playing ball right now. I just want to thank you for your positive comments about us. Boys have worked hard all year, and you know there's a certain approach to the game that we believe there's a certain way that the game should be played in respect to the game and respect to our alumni and those people that have worked hard before us. And you know, our boys certainly believe in that way to play, and it certainly paid off for us. But you know, we've got a tough game coming up. Very, very good opponent. Opponent that's played one of the, if not the, most difficult schedules in 1A baseball, and they have a great tradition of being at the state tournament. And they're very comfortable here, and our boys have settled in here nicely as well. But you know, we know that we can certainly be there, be right there with them, and as long as we play our game. And we're real confident in what we can do out there.
Well, I know Newman, of course, is ranked number one. We saw them play against Woodbury Central the other night, and they really had a little bit of a struggle. Had Woodbury fielded the ball cleanly, it would have been a very interesting ball game. But I know one of the things that impressed me about Newman is they've got some size. They've got some big boys out there.
They do, and a few coaches that I've talked to just visiting about them, every single one of them has a comment, you're going to feel a lot smaller when they're out there. And that's just fine with us. I mean, we've got a few big kids, but they're pretty much big all throughout their lineup. And, you know, and they certainly take advantage of that size really well with the way they hit the ball. And, you know, they still play great defense. They have great pitching all the way through. And, you know, we play a little bit more small ball maybe than they do. But it's going to come down to defense and pitching, as it always does in the state tournaments. And I wouldn't trade one of our boys for anyone else in the state. Just love the way we hustle and the way we play, and we'll see what happens here later.
They've got one kid in particular that you've heard a lot about on your scouting, and I know that you're going to keep an eye on him, and I'm sure you've got a pitching plan for him. And who is that?
Casey Hall is a very good hitter. He's their ace pitcher as well. He's a very tough out, hits the curveball well, hits the fastball real well, goes to all fields with it, and just all-around good athlete. And so we certainly have to have a good approach mentally when he's on the mound. Throws a good knuckle curveball, throws a lot of strikes, and spots everything really well. But, you know, it's up and down the lineup, too. Especially top five or six in their lineup, they all hit the ball well. And, you know, we just have to hit our spots and have a good mental approach to the game and play good defense.
And, of course, he's one of their first-team all-district performers in their region. But, you know, as you were describing their ball club, in many ways you were describing your own too. Your first five hitters, your whole ball club's outstanding, but your first five hitters all made all district. It's a potent lineup that you've got.
You know, they've really done well, and you know, we're real happy with the accolades that they've received. You know, and a lot of it, it's been amazing the improvement that we've seen from spring through the summer with a lot of these guys and the confidence that they've gained. And with us, it's all about an inside-out approach at the plate, looking to hit the ball the other way, and then reacting to the pitch inside. And if we're able to do that, we're a much better hitting team. If we're trying to pull the ball too much, then we know we have to make an adjustment. That's something that's going to be very key for us in our ball game here, is our ability to adjust at the plate from that first at bat on. And if we can adjust well and continue to hit the ball the other way, I really like our chances.
That, I think, is really, really an astute observation by you, because with the kind of pitcher that Hall is, with what he throws and everything, your inside-out approach going to the opposite field really is the only way to go against a pitcher like that.
It is, you know, and he's a kid also that he'll make adjustments as well. If he sees us taking that outside pitch the other way, he may adjust. So it's going to be a game of adjustments back and forth. And that's the way it should be with two good teams in the semifinal of the state tournament. You know, we're just, you know, we've had that approach all year, and we trust that our kids will be able to adjust. And we know it's going to be a really good opponent, tough game. We're just really excited to get on the field. It's been a long layoff, and so we've done the best we can to both stay fresh and stay sharp at the same time. And we feel like we're ready.
You've got two very outstanding pitchers, two of the best in the state tournament, Coy Moore and Otis Roby. Otis is going to get the call against Newman. And what helped you to make that decision? Because they're both outstanding pitchers. Of course, Otis got the win over Martinsdale.
Yeah, they both are fantastic pitchers. We're so lucky to have them. And it's amazing to see all the hard work that they've put in. You know, both of them have similar approaches, actually. They both like a quick pace. They both like to get ahead in the count. Otis, here through the postseason, has just flat out hasn't walked people. And that's really the big key for him getting the nod today. It forces teams to string together two, sometimes three hits to get that run in. Typically, especially against a team like Newman, if you walk anyone, they're typically going to make you pay. But on the other hand, you know, Coy, we trust him 100% on the mound as well. Does a great job keeping teams off balance, and he's also had a very good postseason. And you know, if we need him, he's going to be ready to go, and we trust that he would do a great job too.
Hitting wise, you guys are at full strength. I think everybody's pretty healthy. One of the things that's impressed us with your club this year, one of many, is that you hit the ball with some power. Certainly, Harrell's had a great year with that. And, of course, Embry, terrific power hitter. But you've got good team speed. At least you and I have talked before about that. They know where to pick their spots. But they're very good at getting the most out of their base running ability. That gives you a big weapon in this ball game, I think.
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, in Principal Park, you know, no team's really worried about the big home run, but with the huge power alleys that are out there, it's the big double or maybe triple in the gap, or the double or the triple down the line. And we've got some hitters that are certainly capable of doing that, getting that big RBI hit when we need it. You know, and it's Corey, you know, he's hitting as good as anybody in the state of Iowa. If not better than anybody in the state of Iowa at this point. And Hunter's done a great job making adjustments and hitting the ball up the middle a lot this summer. But with both of them, they've kept their strikeouts down. And I guess our approach has always been hit hard line drives in the gap. If you get a home run, it's on accident, never on purpose. And they've done that. And you know, sometimes they've hit home runs. It's been where they've gotten underneath the ball just a shade and just carried out of the ballpark. So we know, you know, one thing, when we're successful, we're not hitting a lot of fly balls trying to hit the deep ball. Those things just happen with solid contact, and those two hitters have just done a fantastic job all season long, and both of them have played great defense for us as well. Corey at third base, and of course Hunter, I just truly believe he's the best catcher in the state of Iowa, and he's proven that time and time again for us.
Well, he certainly proved it against Martinsdale St. Mary's. He just he made some plays there that just were major college plays for a catcher, and I'm sure that they scouted him and know they're going to have to be very careful with him if they're on base.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure they're aware of that. And, you know, Martinsville's a very fast team, great team speed all the way through. And, you know, to be able to kind of take away that running game of theirs changes the game a lot. Hunter was able to do that both times we played them. Mason City, Newman does not run quite as much, but that doesn't mean they won't take advantage of any ball in the dirt or anything like that. And, you know, with Hunter behind the plate, that certainly gives us an added weapon defensively. And, it forces teams to make that one extra hit or take that extra base, maybe they normally wouldn't attempt to do that. And puts a little pressure on the team offensively with having a kid like that behind the plate.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck, Matt. We're really pulling for you. I know you're headed to batting practice here. And keep everybody, you know, in gear for the big ball game. We're rooting for you. Of course, we're going to be broadcasting the game in just a little bit. And we're hoping that we're going to be doing your game Saturday. Because with victory tonight, or today rather, you're going to be in that state title game on Saturday. And what a thrill that would be. But I know you got to take one at a time. But I know that's in the back of all the kids' minds. And got to be. That's the goal.
Certainly. I mean, that's the goal that they've had, to get to the state tournament. Once we got to the tournament, our new goal was to go on a 3-game winning streak. And, you know, that's what we're looking to do. And no one's overlooking this game. No one can at this point. But, you know, we're real excited about how far we've gone and how we've done it. And we're not here just to participate, though. We're here to win this thing. And that's certainly what we expect to do.
We'll look forward to catching you after the game and hopefully celebrating a Twin Cedars victory, Matt. Best wishes.
Thank you so much. I also want to just say thanks to all the fans who've been there supporting us. Huge crowd for us. It's been really nice. And, thanks to all those who have gone to the pregame tailgating parties and the welcoming us into the stadium. That means a lot to the boys. And that's something they'll certainly remember for the rest of their lives.
10th man on the field, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Matt Miller, head coach of the exciting Twin Cedars Sabres. Matt, we did that actually yesterday while he was on the bus heading up here. The kids stayed in Des Moines all last night. They did take batting practice at Valley. And Bill Saylor and yours truly, Rich Grimes and Randy Stafford, were down talking to the players and Matt Miller down in the clubhouse, one of the iCubs visitors clubhouses. Down on the field. We were down on the field in the dugout, went in there and talked to them a little earlier, and they're ready to go. They seem very loose, and they're ready to take on number one ranked Mason City Newman. Mason City Newman, of course, has been here before. It's their 17th trip to the state tournament. They've been champions 3 times. They've been a runner-up 3 times. So they have the experience. Tony Adams is their head coach. They're from the North Iowa Conference. And they're just a terrific ball club. They're ranked number one. Speaking of Tony Adams, their coach, he set a record with their game over Woodbury Central the other day. He won his 500th career game in Iowa coaching. In fact, he has a record of 500 wins and 88 losses. That's an 85 winning percentage. And he now is one of only, well, actually now he is the 60th coach here in the state of Iowa in baseball history, high school, to achieve the 500-win milestone, the fourth this year. And in fact, his winning percentage of 85% wins trails only the legendary, and Bill, I know you remember him, Vince Meyer, Bancroft, St. John's. What a powerhouse they were for so many, many years. So Tony Adams, in contrast, this is Matt Miller's first trip to the state tournament, Twin Cedars second. So kind of a change there. Want to mention some of our sponsors, got a lot of them in the studio, and certainly I've got some live reads here, and we're always thrilled to have them with us on our ball games. Want to mention, of course, none other than Smith Fertilizer and Grain of Knoxville. They're proud to be on board sponsoring the Twin Cedars Sabres. They'd like to wish the Sabres best of luck today. Smith Fertilizer and Grain, located in Albia, Centerville, Knoxville, and Pleasantville. They're here for all your ag-related needs. And Katie Did's General Store in Bessie is proud to sponsor the Sabres. They're your hometown general store with the items you need for every day. And they have can redemption on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 6. Check out Katie Did's General Store Facebook group for the latest special and more. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this big one. Semifinal action, Twin Cedars and Mason City Newman. And who's got what here? Randy, what do you have?
I've got the Mason City Newman Knights. They will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Batting first for them, the shortstop, Jack Fitzgerald. batting in the second spot. Center fielder Joey Verstegen batting in the third spot, and pitching Casey Hall. The cleanup hitter is a right fielder, Kane Loescher, batting fifth, and playing third base, Joe Bergmeier, batting in the sixth spot. The designated hitter, Pete LaPointe, he will be hitting for second baseman Caden Wadley. Batting in the seventh spot, John Waters, the catcher. Batting in the eighth spot, the first baseman, Seth Hestness. And batting in the ninth spot, the left fielder, Parker Dondelinger.
When you look at that Newman Catholic lineup you just mentioned there, Randy, they come in at 27-6 on the season. They've hit .315 as a team. They've hit 20 home runs. They don't run as much typically as Twin Cedars, but they have stolen 81 of 92 bases, and they have outstanding pitching. And Casey Hall, who's pitching today against Twin Cedars, is their definite ace. They have a 1.99 ERA, and they are from the North Iowa Conference. And as far as their key players, Hall, not just a great pitcher, but a top hitter. He's hit .417 on the year with four homers, 28 RBI. And they have had some great all-district performers named as well for them, including Pete LaPointe, Joy Verstegen, who hit .346 on the year. The third baseman, Joe Bergmeier, hit .327. He also made all-district for them. They're an outstanding team. Casey Hall is their pitcher. He was 7-2 on the year. He struck out 81 in 65 innings and had a 1.18 ERA. And opponents hit only .220 against him in that tough North Iowa Conference. Bill, you've got the Twin Cedars lineups, and of course you're familiar with them. We've covered a lot of their games this year.
Yeah, for Twin Cedars, leading off to get today's game is Corey Moore. He's playing shortstop. Second batter is Otis Roby, who will be pitching. Number three hitter is Hunter Embry, the catcher. Batting cleanup in the fourth spot, Corey Harrell, the third baseman. Followed by Brent Parker in center field, Drew Carlson in left field. Then we have Eric Clark at first base, Colin Still at second base, and Levi Jones, the right fielder. That's the starting lineup for Twin Cedar Sabres.
And, of course, you look at this Sabre ball club. We've done a lot of their games this year. 36-2 out of the Bluegrass Conference. Matt Miller, their head coach. Marty Johnson, the assistant. 1.44. They've got that great pitching tandem of Roby and Moore. It's going to be Roby getting the call today. Twin Cedars comes in as the top hitting team in Class 1A in this state tournament. A .411 batting average, and they led the entire state throughout the season. In fact, not just 1A, but the entire state. And they do run a lot. We mentioned that Martinsdale not known for that. Twin Cedars is. 143 stolen bases, and they've only been caught 11 times. That's remarkable for speed on the bases. And they have a .514 on-base percentage. Now, what's that tell you? That tells you they've got a good eye. They get on them walks. They also hit the ball very well. So they're going to be leaning on that today. And they've got pop in the bat, too. We know that. Corey Harrell leads this tournament with 11 home runs as far as coming into the tournament, and they have a .591 slugging percentage, which is remarkable. They hit a lot of doubles. They've had 87 on the year. They've slugged 25 homers. This is a power-packed Twin Cedars lineup, and they're going to need every bit of it today against Casey Hall, who's the outstanding pitcher from Newman Catholic. We're going to have the national anthem. We're going to have that for you, and we're going to let you hear that right now before we get to the first pitch of today's game. Here, Principal Park, Des Moines, beautiful home of the Iowa Cubs, and we are almost ready to go. Number one ranked Mason City Newman, number two ranked Twin Cedars, the Sabres, umpires for today's game in this first game. Jim Molitor of Carroll will be the third base umpire. Kevin Blunt from Stanton, second base. Roger Johnson of North Liberty at first base. And Dan Pomeroy from Coon Rapids is behind the plate for this game. I want to remind you, of course, that the winner of this game will play at noon on Saturday in the state title game. This is a semifinal game, and what a game it should be. Of course, it's been quite a run for us this year. This is our fourth game in this year's state tournament. Twin Cedars, we had that game the other night when they defeated defending state champion, three-time consecutive state champion, Martinsdale St. Mary's. And, of course, right before that game, Newman Catholic got into this game by defeating Woodbury Central. We also had that exciting game they're still talking about up here, the Albion-North Polk game on Monday night, 13 innings, record-setting game. And, of course, not only in time but in innings. In fact, we brought a shirt up from Albia. Some guy up here who works for the iCubs and the association wanted a commemorative shirt to remember that as the longest game in the history of the Iowa High School Baseball Tournament. And, of course, we had that game. And, of course, Tuesday night we brought you the Sheraton Clear Lake game. What an exciting game that was. Clear Lake won it in the bottom of the seventh. Of course, Albia lost their game, as I said, in 13 innings, 2-1. But it's been a good tournament for Southern Iowa teams. Twin Cedars, of course, advancing. Albia going toe-to-toe with the number two team in the state of Iowa for 13 innings. Sheraton just barely losing to the number two team in the state of Iowa. Let's hope Twin Cedars can even it up with a victory today and make us 2-for-2 for our area teams. And the Sabres take the field. Let's take a look at Twin Cedars defensively for you in this ball game. It's at first base, of course, familiar lineup, Eric Clark. Down at second base, it's Colin Still. Coy Moore is at shortstop for the Sabres. And over at third base, it's Corey Harrell, the big slugger, of course, over there. Out in left field for the Sabres, it's Drew Carlson. Center field, All-District Brent Parker. Right field, Levi Jones. Hunter Embry, who I think has got to be one of the best catchers in the state of Iowa for Twin Cedars. And it's Otis Roby, the sophomore, the all-everything player on the mound for the Sabres. I talked to his dad, Dave Roby, before the game, and he said, Otis has been so good all season long. He said, I'm worried about this game. But he has good location. He doesn't walk anybody. And that's what Matt Miller said on our pregame. He said, Otis is not going to give you any walks. You're going to have to beat him by getting on base via the hit. Of course, he said that means also we have to play good defense, and they've done it this year. But he's pumped up out there, and I can tell you when I was down in the mezzanine area earlier, the Twin Cedars fans are raring to go. Twin Cedars of Bussey, and they're hearing great numbers at this ballpark today here at beautiful Principal Park, the home of the Iowa Cubs. By the way, I want to remind you that we will be here for that game Saturday, obviously, if they win and get into the title game. It's been an exciting run this year. Beautiful day at Principal Park. We're going to be at about 80 degrees at game time. We've been doing the night games pretty much up here, and it's been pretty cool. But today is more indicative of what you'd expect for August 1st in the state of Iowa. And I know, Randy, you and I and Bill are very much looking to this game. We've been excited about Twin Cedars all season long. They've got such a good ball club, and what a great group of young men and great coaches. And of course, Marty Johnson, their assistant coach, is an Albion native. In fact, Sheriff Dan Johnson and Pat are his parents, and they're really following this game closely, I know, too.
First batter up for Mason City Newman for the Knights is their shortstop, Jack Fitzgerald. Jack is batting .352 on the year.
Right-handed batter, the pitch from Roby, it's high for ball. One ball, no strikes. Underway here, Principal Park. Roby works very quickly. The pitch, and just missed high ball, too. Well, he's throwing very hard, as always. Fitzgerald, just a junior for them, .347 hitter. He's popped four home runs. That's pretty effective for a leadoff hitter. Roby quickly works the pitch, and that's high ball three. That's not the way he wants to start out. He's throwing well. He's right around the plate, but he's just been high on those first three pitches. Really open stance this time for Fitzgerald. There's the pitch, and that is a strike right at the belt, 3-1. Otis wastes no time. That's what you like, Bill. He gets the ball. He's ready to throw again. And he is again. Here's the pitch. Foul straight back, strike two. Three balls, two strikes. Roby's got a really good fastball. Keep in mind he's only a sophomore and a very effective curve and changeup. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Foul back again to the right. Still 3-2. Well, so far, they're not catching up with that. One thing that Twin Cedars has going for them, they have Coy Moore at shortstop, and they're very different pitchers. He throws hard, but has a bigger breaking ball. But they hope they go deep in this game with Roby. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and he struck him out.
Come back from 3-0. What a great job. What a great start.
That's how you want to start. Good old country hardball from Otis Roby, only a sophomore, one of their five all-district players. That brings to the plate Joey Verstegen.
Joey Verstegen is the center fielder for the Knights. He's batting .354, right-hand hitter.
The pitch, it's just down. Now the umpire rings him up a little late there, strike one. That was a delayed call, but it was the right call from where we're at, high behind home plate here at Principal Park. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two, and Roby just blew it by him. No balls, two strikes. Now this is where typically he'll try to waste a curveball outside. Let's see what he does here. There is the big slow curve.
Yep.
One ball, two strikes. His dad, Dave Roby, was telling me earlier, he's cautioned him, don't make that waste pitch too good sometimes. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and just missed outside. Count even at 2-2.
That was a good pitch. That was a very good pitch. I don't know where that ball was. It had to be just a tad bit outside.
Here's the 2-2. That's fouled off to our right. Beautiful day here at Principal Park. Got a chance to visit with Scott Saylor, Bill's award-winning now son, who runs this tournament, basically. Visited with Bud Legg from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Great visit with Bud. So many nice folks up here from the association and, of course, with the iCubs. They do a great job up here. Beautiful park. Here's the 2-2 pitch now from Roby. Big breaking ball. Didn't pull that one down. He's 3-2 again.
Now, we had a chance an hour ago to walk down on the field, and, boy, you know, it's like no field we've ever been on in high school anyway. But one thing I did notice an hour ago was that it was very hot.
There's a high fly ball hit out into center field way back there. Parker goes back, makes the play, and he went back almost to the warning track here at the Cubs Park. And it's 335 down the line, 400 to center, and he went back about 390, and that ball was really hit a long way by Verstegen. But Parker is just an outstanding center fielder, and we saw him make a good play the other night where he misjudged a ball, but he has such great speed, and he just kind of glides out there, doesn't he?
Now the now up for the Mason City Knights, the pitcher, Casey Hall. Casey Hall is a 433, has a 433 average, and he is the only one over 400 in the entire Newman Knights order today.
But, of course, they're in that tough North Iowa Conference, tremendous conference up there. There's a pitch outside, and it's going to be 2-0. Roby's throwing quite a few pitches here already in the first, but fortunately, two out. Casey Hall, destined to be an All-State player when they've released those teams. There's a strike right in there at the knees. Of course, he's doing their pitching today, too. And he has a lot of things he can throw. Here's the pitch from Roby. That's fouled off. It's over by Harrell at third. Roby's going to call him off. Now Harrell, and finally, oh, they drop it. Confusion reigned there. That ball was really Corey Harrell's, and then Roby came over and I think called him off. And then finally, Moore came over to try to make the catch, and that's going to be no putout. And it popped out of Coy Moore's glove. And that's too bad because that's an easy put out there. But that was Harrell's ball all the way.
That was Harrell's ball, but Harrell was looking into the south sun also.
Here's the pitch, and it's high, ball three. Let's hope that doesn't come back to haunt the Sabres. All three of them had a play on it, and Corey was a little timid there. He gave way to Roby. Here's the pitch. There's a chopper, and that's foul. Boy, you don't want to miss those opportunities when you have a guy like Casey Hall up there.
Once again, Casey Hall, the only one on the Newman batting order, batting over 400 this year.
Here's the 3-2 pitch from Roby. Walked him. Now, let's hope that doesn't come back. They should have had him out on the foul out, but now he's at first base with two out. And here's Kane Lusher, their right fielder.
Kane batting .312 this year on the season.
He is a senior.
Another right-hand hitter.
He's had one home run on the year. And we're going to get a courtesy runner in. That's going to be number 10, Spencer Willem. running at first base for their pitcher, Casey Hall. Boy, that put out, you've got to put those away. Let's just hope that doesn't haunt them. Willems at first has a big lead. Here's the pitch to the batter. There's a slow chopper to the second baseman. He's got it. The first in time. No harm done. Nice play that time by Collins still as he throws out the cleanup man, Lusher. And so Newman fails to score in the first. No runs, no hits.
No errors and one left.
One left. The official score did not score an error. Technically, they were kind.
Okay, you want to do Sabres?
The good news is, though, no score as we head to the bottom of the first here. Twin Cedars, Mason City, Newman, the 1-2 teams in the state of Iowa hooking up here in the semifinals. The State Bank of Bussey is personal, professional, practical. The State Bank of Bussey, they're personal with local ownership, local decisions, and local focus. And they're professional, no doubt about that. They've got a combined experience of over 130 years. And they're practically committed to your best interest because bottom line is they care. The State Bank of Bussey, three branches to serve you. Proud to sponsor the Twin Cedar Sabres. Wilson's Corner has daily lunch specials for those times when you don't have a clue what you want to eat. Or if you do know, they still can fix you up. They've got great deli dashboard subs, all sorts of other things to eat. Just stop in, let them fix your sub your way. Don't forget they have gas and diesel too. Mark and Cecilia Wilson are proud to sponsor the Twin Cedars Sabres. We're back here, bottom of the first, Twin Cedars and Mason City Newman. What a ball game this should be. And we're just so glad to be here. I want to thank all of our sponsors, not just for this game, but for all the games we did this year, for the Albee games, for the Sheraton games, just all the ball games. And we're looking forward to hopefully a Twin Cedars victory today. And I can tell you, wherever we go, it's been amazing, whether you're a Sheraton fan, an Albee fan, an Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont fan, or a Twin Cedars fan, the interest in all of Southern Iowa for those teams has been really terrific this year. And I can tell you right now, Twin Cedars is carrying the hopes for a whole lot of people down in Southern Iowa who are following the Sabres right now. Coy Moore, terrific. Junior, shortstop, coming to the plate here for Twin Cedars. Bill Saylor alongside Randy and Bill, and yours truly, Rich Grimes, bringing you this play-by-play today. Coy Moore, open stance, right-handed batter. The pitch from Casey Hall, he takes it for a strike. And he does give a delayed call, doesn't he, Bill?
I don't know how he got a strike out of that pitch.
That ball was high and inside.
High and inside.
Right-handed pitcher Casey Hall, the pitch, and that is called
even
a ball.
Even it up.
Low. Yeah.
That one was probably
that looked better in the first pitch.
Yes, it was. Even it up.
One ball, one strike now to Coy. The pitch from Hall. There's a curveball way out in front that time. Strike two. Coy Moore. Coy's just a junior. Hit 423 on the year. Drove in 34. And that's the book on Casey Hall. He has a pretty good fastball. He does throw a knuckle curve, and that's probably what we saw right there. Has a regular curve and a changeup. He mixes it up very well. They're very high on him. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Chopper back up the middle. Second baseman over. He's going to have to hurry, and he gets him just by a step. Caden Wadley throws out Coy Moore. One away, and that brings to the plate number two. Hitter in the lineup, number 10, Otis Roby. What a year this sophomore has had. 486 hitter. He's on base all the time, and he's stolen 31 out of 32 bases on the season. Left-handed batter. Only a sophomore. Coy Moore. Here's the pitch. Takes it for a strike. If you hear us hesitate on balls and strikes, we're waiting for the umpire to call that. He's kind of goes back to what we saw in an earlier umpire, kind of the Chris Pelikoutis style. Breaking ball, little number right back to Hall. He's got it. Flips to the first baseman, two up, two down. Hunter Embry, who I think is one of the best catchers in the state of Iowa, comes to the plate now. We saw him make some plays the other night that were absolutely outstanding. In fact, you heard Matt Miller on the pregame saying he thinks if there's a better catcher than Embry in the state of Iowa, he'd like to know who they are.
I agree with that.
Right-handed batter. Two down here quickly. Hall gets a long look in at his catcher, Waters. Here's the pitch, and that's a ball. Miss low. One ball, no strikes.
just a fabulous day here at Principal Park. Nice breeze. Flag moving out beyond center field. Here's the pitch. There's a foul ball, and that's going to be 1-1. One ball, one strike. Matt Miller coaching at third. Marty Johnson at first for the Sabres. As we told you, Tony Adams, the head coach for this number one ranked Mason City team. 500 career wins against 88 losses. That's pretty impressive. Been there a long time. Ambry steps back in on deck, Corey Harrell. Long look in by Adams. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss out in front that time. Hall, rather. One ball, two strikes. That's what they're going to have to watch. He really likes to go to that knuckle curve, and he did that time. Twin Cedars, of course, dead fastball-hitting ball club. Long look in now by Hall to Waters again. Into the windup, the pitch on the way, fastball high. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One thing today, as we look out in the crowd, you see a lot more people dressed in T-shirts and shorts because we're at about 80 degrees. The last few games we did were in the 60s. Open stance. Embry waits the pitch. There's a high fly ball. Hit it just on the edge of the outfield, and now the right fielder comes in. Second baseman went back, but putting it away, the right fielder, Lusher, for out number three. Lusher, rather. Three up, three down. Nothing for the Sabres. We've played one. It's Newman Catholic. Nothing, Twin Cedars, Sabres, nothing. And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Thinking about replacing your old cooling system? Consider a ground source heat pump. A ground source heat pump uses the earth's steady temperature to provide year-round comfort. It circulates fluid through pipes buried deep in the ground to move heat into a building in winter or out in the summer. A ground source heat pump can be 300% more efficient than conventional systems, with consistent comfort and greater long-term reliability. Learn more about how these efficient systems can heat and cool your home or business when you contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative or visit our website at cvrec.com and take the home energy savings tour for details. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here in the top of the second. State tournament action from Principal Park. Twin Cedars nothing, Newman Catholic nothing. The 1-2 teams in the state of Iowa. I'm Rich Grimes with Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor. Good to hear in that commercial, Fluffy the Cat is back with us here on the state tournament. That's a good sign.
Leading off for the Mason City Newman Knights, Rich, is third baseman Joe Bergmeier, 326 hitter on the year. Bats from the right side, takes first pitch, fouls it off down the third baseline, strike one.
And he's an outstanding third baseman for them. He made their all-district team, as did Casey Hall, as did Joy Verstegen, as did Pete LaPointe. They got four players in their all-district team. Twin Cedars had five on theirs. Twin Cedars returns all five next year. The pitch from Roby, line shot, that's a base hit into left. And he has some speed, takes a big turn. Bergmeier just pulled that ball, and that's hard to do off Roby. So that's a single for Bergmeier, and that brings to the plate their DH, Pete LaPointe.
Pete LaPointe batting 340 on the year. Once again, as you said, Pete LaPointe, an all-district nomination for the North Iowa Conference.
Bergmeier got the base hit. Way open stance this time. Very, very open stance. Big lead at first. Ambry's liable to uncork one down there at first and pick him off with that kind of a lead. Bergmeier's at first. He's stolen 9 out of 9 on the year. Has a big lead over there. He's almost challenging Roby to throw over.
First pitch to LaPointe was a strike.
And that's just outside. One ball, one strike. I think if they make a move to first, it's going to come from Embry rather than Roby. Long look down to their coach Adams from the batter, LaPointe. The runner going. There's a pitch, swing and a miss. Throw down by Embry, and not in time. Stolen base. And there was nothing wrong with Embry's throw. He had plenty on it. It was right there, but he had too big a lead on Roby that time. Didn't hold him close enough.
The ball was there in time. just a little, just a tad bit on the third base side of the bag instead of the first base side.
Had they have held him closer, they would have got him there. Swing and a miss. Strike three and down on strikes. Big strikeout goes LaPointe. One out. The batter, John Waters, their catcher.
John Waters batting a respectable 226, getting these batting averages down where they belong on the year.
He is a senior. He's actually hit four home runs on the year, though. So he doesn't have a very big average, but he's one of those big kids. We talk about the size that these Newman players have. They've got some people here who are pretty stockily built. Good lead down there by Bergmeyer. Here's the pitch from Roby, and that's fouled off to our right, 0-2. So Otis is ahead of him. The thing about Roby is that when he gets in a little bit of trouble, it seems like he's got, like all good pitchers do, another level to go to. And we're seeing that here with the last batter, LaPointe, right here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Struck him out.
Struck him out.
That's what I mean. Two strikeouts now in a row. Three for the game already. Runner still at second. Here's Seth Hesness coming to the plate.
Seth Hesness, the number eight hitter for the Knights, batting 247, playing first base.
Right-handed batter. Roby already with three strikeouts.
Fly ball right field.
And it's going to drop. That's going to score a run. And Newman's on top, 1-0. And I'm not sure that time what Levi Jones, with his great speed, was thinking. That ball just dropped about a foot in front of him, and he put on the brakes before he got to it. And that's going to put Newman on top, 1-0. That ball looked like it was very, very catchable. And I think we've said this before about the tournament. It's a lot different game here in this big Iowa Cub outfield. Here's the pitch. It's a strike now to Donlinger, left-handed batter.
Donlinger, the left fielder, he has a batting average of 1,000, but according to the press guide, he's only been at bat one time this year.
He's
got one hit, so we're not going to worry about that 1,000 batting average.
Boy, I'm just amazed that Levi didn't make that catch out there. Dropped just right in front of him. Here's the pitch now. Inside for a ball, 1-1. It was just a high fly ball. It was not hit deep. And Levi plays pretty deep here at Principal.
Levi's not going to let anything get over his head, but, you know, on the other hand, one more step and you could have caught that ball, Levi.
A half step.
Mm-hmm.
And he did put on the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
Two balls, one strike. Newman leads it here in the second, 1-0. Donlinger, a left-handed batter, their left fielder. Here's a pitch from Otis Roby. Just missed outside, 3-1. Roby was very close to getting out of that jam, and the stolen base paid off for Newman that time, getting that runner Bergmeyer to second, then to score on that. Of course, he was on the run with two out. Hesness has a good lead. The pitch from Roby, and there's a walk. Second walk from Roby, struck out three, and now Newman's got something going with two out. First and second, one run in, two away. Back to the top of the order, Fitzgerald, and Roby struck him out the first time up there.
Time
and
out.
Matt Miller's going
Matt
out.
Miller.
Roby is going to hear from Matt Miller here. Needs to settle down a little bit.
Okay, we got a courtesy runner coming in.
And that's number 14, I believe, for that.
Seth Hesness.
Reed Rogers. Or Rognes, I believe.
R-O-G-N-E-S.
Rognes.
Rognes.
Will run. Fitzgerald, the batter. There are two out. One run is in. It's really important Twin Cedars doesn't give up another run this inning. 1-0. Matt Miller now has talked to Roby. He heads back to the Twin Cedars dugout, which is on the third base side. Newman's on the first base side. Jack Fitzgerald. Number six. And he plays six, which is shortstop. Roby will work from the stretch. The pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Tough break here for the Sabres here in the first.
Whatever Matt Miller told him worked. First pitch was heavy heat.
There's a breaking ball just missed outside. It's 1-1. Right now, he's not getting that breaking pitch over, and that's going to be something that he needs to get going here, especially the way these kids hit fastballs. The pitch, that's high and inside, ball two. And Roby is unusually off the plate here in the early going. Usually just always right around there. But he's working behind a lot of hitters here early. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Otis. There's a high fly ball. That's hit out into right. Levi Jones is going to put this one away, and he's there and makes the catch for out number three. So not a lot of harm done, but some. One run in the inning. Totals, Randy.
For Mason City Newman, they had one run on two hits. No errors and
two left
on.
We go to the bottom half of inning number two. It's Newman now, number one team in Class 1A, leading Twin Cedars by a score of 1-0. And we'll be back right after this.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Well, that stole the base on the pitcher.
We're back here now in the bottom of the second. Newman Catholic leading Twin Cedars 1-0. Corey Harrell steps to the plate for Twin Cedars, big third baseman. He's had 11 home runs on the year. He leads the 1A field. And I know this is a big ballpark, but if he catches one, he's capable. The pitch from Casey Hall. Fouls it off to the right. Big cut that time by Harrell. Big number eight, strike one. And, Bill, as you were saying here, Levi is just so good in right field, but that time he just let it drop, and actually second baseman could have got it. And that's cost Twin Cedars a run here. But it's early. That's low for a ball, 1-1. Playing outfield in this park, if you're a high school player, is a big challenge. You've got to have a lot of range. You've got a positioning's everything, too. Here's the pitch. High fly ball. That's hit out to center field. Got under it a little bit. One out. He drove it a long way, but he got under it. Didn't get it all, and Harrell is out, one away. The good thing is here, Twin Cedars is putting the ball in play. Here's center fielder Brett Parker. Parker, just a junior, .448 hitter on the year. He drove in 53. Three homers, one of the leaders here in Class 1A. Twin Cedars came in as the leading hitting team in the 1A field. They need to show why that was as this game goes along. There's a strike, fastball in there to number 17, Parker. Carlson on deck. Hall has retired four in a row here to start it out for Newman. They lead it 1-0. Long look into Waters. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Brett. Didn't get it. He's in the hole 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Want to thank Derek Rockwell, who's running the board in there. Joe Millage is in there today, owner and manager of KIC. Pulling for the Sabres, obviously. The pitch in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes, bringing you this game. It's our fourth game of the tournament. We've had some exciting ones. The extra inning game where Twin Cedars defeated defending state champion Martinsdale St. Mary's. The big 13-inning game where North Polk outlasted Albia 2-1. The dramatic finish where Sharon lost number two Clear Lake. And we're hoping for a win today. Strike three. Parker down on strikes. And, boy, from where the catcher put his mitt, I wondered about that one. Five in a row retired now. Parker down on strikes. And it brings up Drew Carlson, left fielder. Drew on the season sometimes doesn't get the accolades some of the other players get. But he's had a great year, .387. He's driven in 43. But you look at that first five batters for Twin Cedar. The Twin Cedars, they're just kind of like murderer's row. That ball is a little bit low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Casey Hall's retired five Sabres batters in a row. Big right-hander goes to work. The pitch, that one's fouled off to the left out of play. And that's a strike. One ball, one strike now. Beautiful Iowa State Capitol out beyond the fence here in center field. The Golden Dome really glistening today with the sunshine that we have here today in central Iowa. Hall now, the 1-1 pitch coming to the left-handed batter, Carlson. Just missed outside, and I mean just missed, for ball two, 2-1. We might be able to determine at this point that though he's doing a very good job, that our umpire today is not a pitcher's umpire. That's low in the dirt. 3-1. Now I guess it's a 2-2 count. Plus, he's very methodical out there, isn't he? Two balls, two strikes. Carlson's got to protect here. Clark on deck. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Hall. There's a chopper hit to the second baseman. Up with it. Over to first. Six in a row retired as Wadley makes the play. Nothing across. We've played two. It's Newman Catholic of Mason City beating the Twin Cedars Sabres 1-0, and we'll be right back.
Senate Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Homes.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Top half, third inning. Mason City Newman, number one team in the state of Iowa, taking on second-ranked Twin Cedars, the Sabres of Bussey. And it's 1-0. Mason City leads it. They have one run on two hits. No errors, Twin Cedars. No runs, no hits, no errors. Casey Hall, the outstanding pitcher for Newman, has retired six in a row. Otis Roby on the hill today for Twin Cedars. Otis has had a magnificent season for them. In fact, he has no blemishes on his record. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Joey Verstegen leading off for the Mason City Newman Knights. Takes the first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Pitch by Otis on the way. Breaking ball, and this is strike two. There we go. Ran it in on him, got the good break, got strike two. That's where you want to put it. Run it inside. Saw him off inside. He's got him set up now, 0-2.
Verstegen center fielder batting 3-5-4 on a year.
The pitch, fastball. He struck him out.
And he looked good doing it.
That is what it's going to take. Four strikeouts now for Roby. The only run of this game on a single that dropped in front of TC right fielder. And, of course, that scored a run after Bergmeier had got on, stole second. The pitch from Roby. That's high and inside, ball one. I think we could safely say one run is not going to win this game. I'd be shocked if it does.
I don't know. These teams are pretty evenly matched, Rich. I don't look for a high-scoring ball game.
Maybe 3-2, I would think. Two balls, no strikes now. The batter, Casey Hall. The pitch from Roby, fouled it off. He does not get cheated up there. That's a strike.
I want to see what Twin Cedars does on their second time through the lineup, see the adjustments they've made for Casey Hall.
We've talked about that. Makes a big difference sometimes. The pitch fouls straight back. 2-2. Twin Cedars got into this semifinal game, defeating Martinsdale St. Mary's, defending state champ. Newman defeated Woodbury Central in their first game. Here's the pitch. Big breaking ball. He hit him. Oh, man. Didn't do anything, and the batter didn't try to get out of the way. He took his beating. That's the third man to get on, the first by hit pitch, but two walks, and that is not like Otis Roby, who has terrific control. In fact, Otis is 12-0 on the year. He's only walked 18 in 80 innings, and he struck out 129. Terrific control, usually. Now, with only one out, long look down to Tony Adams as the batter up there is Lusher, the right fielder. Big open stance. Throw over. This time they're going to hold him a little better. Number 27, Lusher at the plate. Newman wears pretty much all white uniforms with some kind of burgundy piping, it looks like. He faked a bunt, takes a strike. And they have, it's almost kind of like a softball uniform. They have kind of a thing on their sleeves, kind of a burgundy. And their batting helmets and caps are white and burgundy.
Reminiscent of Davis County in the South Central Conference.
Yeah. Twin Cedars, of course, in royal blue white with royal blue piping. Throw over by Roby, and they made it close that time. And that's the move I would have liked to see on Bergmeier, because Bergmeier had a big lead. He might have gotten him out earlier. But they're not going to let him get off too much this time. If they can hold him close, it'll make a big difference. Lusher, the 0-1 pitch. Here it is, fouled off strike two. Strikeout would look very good right here now. Bergmeier's on deck. He scored the only run of the game. No balls, two strikes. Otis Roby now back behind the mound, tips his cap, steps back up. Long look in to Embry. Looks over at the runner. Short lead. Here's the pitch on the way. That one's fouled off to the right. Count remains 0-2 to Lusher, a senior. This Newman team, very experienced. Lots of juniors and seniors. Particularly the seniors are some of their top ball players. Roby now will step off. And that's the best way to get the runner to return. Now Roby back up. He'll work from the stretch. Long look in here to Lesher. Here's the pitch on the way. And it gets by and goes back to the screen. And that didn't help. Lesher is at the plate. That's a pass ball on Embry, I believe. And that's going to...
I'd score that a wild pitch.
I would score that a wild pitch, too.
That hit 5 feet in front of
the plate. That's a wild pitch, and that's going to let the batter down there go to second. Wild pitch on Roby. One ball, two strikes to Lusher. Runner at second now in scoring position. The pitch, there's a chopper just foul. Corey Harrell goes over and gets it. Roby's throwing good, but he is a little bit wilder than we've seen him. And that can be sometimes by trying to overthrow. He has four strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch coming to Lusher. Here it is. Breaking ball, loops one, and it's right to the first baseman for the putout. Couldn't have had it any better. That was like a little chip shot that time, and it went right to Eric Clark. In fact, I don't think Eric believed how easy that was going to be. Two out. And here's Bergmeier, who scored the only run of the game. He had a single, and he stole second and scored a run on the bloop hit by Hesness. Very important the Sabres don't let this second run score right here.
Joe Bergmeier, big third baseman for Mason City Newman, bats from the right side. I think there's only one left-hand hitter in the entire lineup for Mason City Newman, and that was Parker Dondlinger, who drew a walk. He's number nine hitter.
Bergmeier, of course, as I said earlier, an all-district player for them. Runner at second, two out. The pitch from Roby. Hard hit ball to Harrell. He bobbles, and he's got, oh, my golly. He still got the play, but he had an easy one right in front of him. Harrell bobbled it momentarily, and the runner at second was only about 2 feet from Harrell. He could have turned to his left and tagged him out. Instead, he makes the throw to first, but it worked out well as he gets the putout on Bergmeier for out number three. He wouldn't have believed it if he would watch the replay to see how close he had for a putout. But the important thing is
no runs,
they strand a runner.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on.
My. That could have worked out adversely, but it was a nice play by Corey to hang with it. We head to the bottom half of inning number three. It's Newman 1, Twin Cedars of Bussey nothing. And we want to thank all of our fine sponsors again. In fact, I'm going to mention a couple of them here again that we already mentioned. The State Bank of Bussey, because I know a lot of folks. In fact, Jim Cagle, I shouldn't say this, Jim Cagle, Albie's assistant, is always saying, I went over to the bank in Bussey. That would be the State Bank of Bussey. They have a combined experience of over 130 years, and they are always looking out for your best interests. The State Bank of Bussey, with three branches to serve you, they're proud to sponsor the Twin Cedar Sabres. Also want to mention again Wilson's Corner with their daily lunch specials, their great dashboard subs. Don't forget they have gas and diesel too. Mark and Cecilia Wilson, proud sponsors of Sabres baseball. You know, Jim Cagle now, everybody in Southern Iowa will go and try to withdraw money from the Bussey State Bank from Jim Cagle.
How many other banks do we have? Do we have a choice?
Yes, that is the bank in the Bussey area. Leading it off, it's Eric Clark, number seven batter. Twin Cedars has not had a base runner. We're in the bottom of the third, 1-0, and only a blue pit that dropped has accounted for the only run of the game. We should be scoreless here in the third. Twin Cedars would like to get something going. Eric Clark, the batter. And Eric, of course, outstanding first baseman for the Sabres. Breaking ball, that's in there for a strike, 1-1. Eric's had a nice year for the Sabres. He's a senior. He's hit 404. He's hit a couple of home runs, driven in 36. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch now from Casey Hall. Fastball, fouled it straight back. He was on that, and it's 1-2. One of the things Twin Cedars, one of the knocks on Twin Cedars, the Bluegrass Conference is not a very strong conference. It has been in the past. There's no questioning that Mason City Newman is in a very tough conference in North Iowa. Tough, tough conference. Here's the pitch, and that's in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes now. Number 21, Eric Clark. On deck, Colin Still. He'll be followed by Levi Jones. The battery for Newman, of course, Casey Hall, and behind the plate, John Waters. 27-6 on the year. Twin Cedars at 36-2. The pitch from Hall. Slow breaking ball. That's hit deep to the shortstop. Long throw, and he got him. Great play by the shortstop, Jack Fitzgerald, deep from the hole, and he just got Eric Clark for out number one. And had that been Roby or Levi Jones, I don't even think they would have been within 5 feet. Eric, good ball player, but not a lot of speed. But that was a heck of a play that time by Fitzgerald. One away. That brings to the plate Colin Still, their second baseman. Seven in a row retired now by Hall. Here's the pitch. It's just missed, Bill. Boy, that looked pretty close.
We're going to have a delay call on this umpiring behind the plate. He's taking his time, and he's making sure what he wants to call.
That one's fouled off. Four strike. One ball, one strike now. One ball and one strike. On deck, it's Levi Jones. 1-0. This game is shaping up pretty much like we expected, a low-scoring game. Long look in by Casey Hall. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Colin Still, a junior, hit .253 on the year for Twin Cedars. Steps back in now. Hall taking his time out there. Roby works quickly. Hall takes his time. The pitch, curveball. It's a slow roller to the third baseman. Gets a nice hop. Long throw in time. Eight in a row retired now by Hall. Twin Cedars still looking for their first base runner. And that brings to the plate Levi Jones. Jones, a senior, .286 hitter on the year. The story about Levi Jones is when he gets on base, he is a real problem for opposing teams. Has terrific speed on the bases. He's 27 for 27 in stolen bases. Right now, he'd like to get on any way he can. Here's the pitch by Hall. And it's a strike. One strike. Matt Miller, coaching at third, head coach for Twin Cedars. Matt Johnson over at first. Steve Mott, also a coach for the Sabres. And there's a little number, and it's fouled just at the right side of the box. And it's 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes. Are you surprised, Bill, at this point in the game that Twin Cedars has not gotten anybody on base against Hall?
Well, Hall's a good pitcher, and Twin Cedars will have to have one look at him before they go through the batting order again. And I think somebody will get a couple.
He's not overpowering, is he?
No, he's good, but he's hittable.
Here's the 0-2 pitch now to Levi Jones. Fastball that missed outside. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2. Appreciate everybody listening in our area, and they've listened all season long as we brought you 32 games this season for area teams, primarily Albee, but also Eddyville, Twin Cedars, Sheraton. Long look by Hall. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Fitzgerald, it goes through his legs. There's an error on Fitzgerald, and Levi Jones becomes the first Twin Cedars base runner. That was a routine play, but it went right between the wickets there. And Jones is at first, and it'll be interesting to see if he's running here now. 27 for 27 on the year. Coy Moore's up there. And I would imagine Matt Miller will quickly test out John Waters' arm behind the plate. If you do get him thrown out, you lead off with the top of the order in the fourth. If you get him into scoring position, you've got a chance to get this game tied. Moore, right-handed batter. Pretty good lead by Jones. He's studying the pitcher, Hall. There's the throw, but he's back in head first. Not a bad move, Bill.
I think the runner was planning a little bit. I don't know. I hope he runs. But he's got to get a good break. Don't run unless you get a good break.
Jones has not been thrown out all season long. There's another throw. He's back in head first. Got back in easily that time. I don't think we're getting the soft toss from Hall over there. I think that's his best move, and now we've gotten a look at it twice. Let's see what Matt Miller's doing. Coy Moore has good power to the opposite field. Excellent opposite field hitter. He's going. Here's the pitch. Inside, the throw down, and I would be running all day long. The ball gets away. Jones is headed to third, and he's there standing up. And Twin Cedars should have learned a lot right there on the catcher for Newman. That was a floater down to second base, and Jones is 28 for 28, and they'll score that an error, too.
On the throw, error on the throw.
On the throw.
It was high and wide.
Terrible throw down there by Waters, and the tying runs at third now for Coy Moore, ball one.
Now we need a wild pitch that doesn't bounce right back to the catcher.
Here's the pitch. Takes it for a strike, high. Well, I think what we learned there is that if Twin Cedars gets runners, they can run all day long. They love to run. Anyway, they've stolen a total of 144 out of 155 this year. Here's the pitch from Hall. Slow curve, chopper. Hit to Fitzgerald. He's got it on the hop, the long throw in time, and that retires the side. The runner's stranded at third. Well, a chance to tie it up. Moore didn't hit it well that time, but some good signs that inning for the Sabres. They learned a lot right there about what they can do if they get some men on.
No runs, two errors, two left on, one left on.
We head to the top half of inning number four. It's Newman Catholic leading the Twin Cedar Sabres of Bussey by a score of 1-0, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, Jessica here with Your Voice, powered by Community First Credit Union. Do you have questions about student loans or budgeting? Your Voice is a program for young adults to guide you through your finances while providing an innovative space you can share your thoughts and ideas. I'll be out and about in the community, so check us out at cfirstyourvoice.com. That's C1STYourVoice.com. And like us on Facebook for the latest blog updates and giveaways. Again, our website is CFirstYourVoice.com. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. So for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today. 777-3774.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Rich Grimes, Newman leads Twin Cedars 1-0 here, leading it off Pete LaPointe, who struck out in his first plate appearance. Roby has struck out a total of four, walked three in the game. Twin Cedars got their first base runner on last inning, but stranded him at third. But they still are looking for their first hit. That's the problem part. One ball, one strike to LaPointe. The pitch on the way. Line shot right at the second baseman for TC, and putting that away easily, Collins still one down. That brings to the plate John Waters, their catcher. He struck out in his first plate appearance. This game is headed for what we've done all through this tournament, Randy, nail-biter. And they've had so many close games up here. In fact, all but three of the games have been decided, I believe, by
two runs or less.
Swing and a miss, strike one.
John Waters, the catcher for Mason City Newman, batting .226 on the year.
Pitch from Otis, swing and a miss, strike two. And right now, he is just owning Waters. He did the first time up there, and he is so far this time. No balls, two strikes. Long look in by Roby Dambry. The pitch on the way by Otis. Here it is. A little bit high, and that's going to be one and two. One ball, two strikes on deck for them. It's Seth Hessness, who's driven in the only run of the game.
Once Otis Roby starts his windup, you better be ready because it's not a slow windup, and it is coming.
Here's a hard-hit ground ball to Coy Moore. Long throw right on the money. Coy plays so well at short. What's so nice about Twin Cedars, their top two pitchers, when one pitches, the other goes to short, and they just interchange them, which is really good because it doesn't disrupt your lineup. Two down, and Newman's only got two hits in this ballgame.
And Seth Esness has one. In fact, he drove in the run with that bloop single to right field.
And he should thank his lucky stars that that dropped in.
In the second inning, that's right. Oh, yes, and he fouls this one way down the left field line.
And he really got out in front of that. Mm-hmm. He got under it, though. It didn't go down as far as it looked, but it was a mile high, strike one.
Lined out to second.
Donlinger on deck. We're in the top of the fourth. The pitch from Otis Roby. Inside for a ball, one and one. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike now. The pitch now from Otis. Here it is. Pops it up. Jammed him. Otis Roby will take this one himself. He's there, and oh, my golly. Corey Harrell, I thought he was going to bump into Roby. Otis just grins and kind of pushes it. Corey, and they're both grinning now coming into the dugout. Three up, three down. That's Roby's best inning right there. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Still 1-0 Newman. And we'll be back right after this from Principal Park in Des Moines.
Stock up now on savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on North Clinton in Albia. Stock up on Peter Pan peanut butter. 16-ounce jars, just $1.99. Hunt's snack packs of puddings and jellos, 99 cents for four packs. Chef Boyardee ravioli, beefaroni, lasagna, spaghetti, and meatballs in 14-ounce cans, 99 cents. Stock up and save.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
For the fourth inning, Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, yours truly, Rich Grimes. From Principal Park in Des Moines, 1A semifinal action. Otis Roby leads it off here for Twin Cedars. He is 0 for 1, left-handed batter. TC still looking for their first hit. The pitch from Casey Hall, it's outside low, ball one. He just doesn't, he mixes it up very well, Bill, but I'm surprised Twin Cedars isn't all over this kid.
Well, this is their second time through their batting order, and I think we'll begin to hit the ball a little better.
The pitch, and that's low, ball two. 2-0, two balls, no strikes. 2-0. Casey Hall has not given up a hit to Twin Cedars, the leading hitting team in this 1A tournament. The pitch, and that is on the outside corner for a strike, 2-1. That's a good pitch to take there. It was a good pitcher's pitch that time from Hall.
When you're the leadoff batter, it is all right to take that pitch.
Two balls, one strike. Otis Roby awaits. Heart of the Twin Cedars order. Here's the pitch on the way. There is a shot out to the left, and it's going to be caught by the left fielder. Nice play, just hung up a little bit long that time, and Bomblinger puts it away, one away. Well, that was better than we've seen so far. Here's Hunter Embry now, outstanding catcher for Twin Cedars. Applied to right his first time up there, and the Sabres still looking for their first base hit. The pitcher's only struck out one, Hall. Twin Cedars is hitting the ball, just not with a lot of authority right yet. Here's the pitch, and that's going to be low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Hunter Embry up at the plate. Corey Harrell up there next. And then Parker, heart of the Twin Cedars batting order. It's done damage all season long. Now Hall steps off. Embry with good power. He's hit eight on the year. Harrell on deck, who's hit 11 home runs on the year. Any kind of a run right now would look really, really big to get this game knotted up. Ball two, 2-0 to Hunter Embry. Embry, of course, one of these kids, outstanding power in the gap, and he could run all day if he gets one out there. Here's the pitch, way outside, ball three, 3-0. How about him getting on and Harrell actually showing that he can hit one out of here?
That would be nice.
Or at least tattooing one out there.
Anybody that hit one that hits one out of this park has really got to smack it.
There's a shot out into left field, right at the left fielder again. And boy, I tell you, Embry and Roby have hit the ball right on the nose, but right at the left fielder. The good news, they're pulling the ball and getting the bat on the ball. Two down. Either one of those, if they'd have been hit about 5 feet the other way, they'd have had it in the gap and been running big time.
That was by far the hardest hit ball of the game so far, either team.
Here's Harrell. Corey Harrell, Twin Cedars, still looking for their first hit. Corey Harrell. Number eight, a lot of power. Big third baseman for the Sabres. Came in as the leading home run hitter. In 1A, here's a pitch, bounce that in the dirt, ball one.
He hit this pretty deep to center field last time up. I forgot about that one. That was a well-hit ball last time Harrell was up.
Boy, those last two pokes by the Sabres could have easily gotten down somewhere else. They need to get something going. Hall really slowing things down now. Right-hander goes to work, the pitch, breaking ball, and Harrell hits that a long way down the right side. You know, if he catches up with one of those slow curveballs, he just has the power to really do something with it here. One ball, one strike. Strong right-handed batter. Keep in mind, these first five Sabres hitters are all back next year. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Check swing, and he calls strike two. One ball, two strikes. Now Hall looks over to the Twin Cedars dugout. Now looks in at his catcher. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Way high. Ball two. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. I notice a lot of the Sabres fans have moved back into the shade here on the left field line at Principal Park. A bunch of, boy, have they got, is anybody left in Bussy today? Here's the pitch. That bounced in the dirt. And it's three and two. Three balls and two strikes. Hall just, I'm amazed he's getting away with this. There's a Scott walking down, checking things over. Three balls, two strikes. Harrell will be probably setting on the fastball here. Long luck. Here's the pitch from Hall. And he struck him out. He threw in the off-speed pitch way out in front. He was setting on the fastball. Twin Cedars still looking for their first hit. But before you bemoan that, Newman only has two. We head to the top half of the fifth inning. It's still Mason City. Newman 1, Twin Cedars nothing. And we'll be back right after this.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for a limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Top half of the fifth inning, 1-0, Mason City Newman, number one team in the state, leading number two, Twin Cedars of Bussy right now. And there's strike one as the leadoff batter, Parker Dollinger, freshman, number nine hitter, comes up for Newman.
We'll go ahead.
Here's the pitch from Otis Roby. There's a shot into right, and that's a base hit. And getting over to cut it off, the right fielder, and he gets it in quickly, Levi Jones. That's your number nine hitter, freshman, and he just pulled that pitch down the line and right, and Levi made a great play to get over there.
Parker Dollinger, the number nine hitter, has had two at-bats, been on base both times, once with a walk, once with a single.
And that brings to the plate the top of the order, Jack Fitzgerald now, number six. Nobody out, and with this kind of a game that we have going here, Tony Adams might be trying to move that runner down via the bunt. Let's see what he does here. It's a 1-0 game. Here's the pitch from Roby. He did look like he wanted to bunt, but didn't really get out in front. It's strike one. Fitzgerald looks down at his coach. gets the signs. Signs going over to the first baseman. Donlinger at first has a big lead. Doesn't go. The pitch, there's the bunt, foul, strike two. Well, a strikeout would be very, very big right here. They're getting into the heart of their batting order. You don't want to drop another run here. Big, big inning with that leadoff man on. It's amazing, though. You look at Otis Roby, only a sophomore, how well he does. Here's the pitch, breaking ball. High throw down by Embry. Donlinger in easily. But that's good to make that throw. Let him know, hey, we're watching you on both ends there. Three hits now in the ballgame, and they're all by Mason City Newman. The only errors in the game are by Newman. They've made two, but they were able to dodge the bullet on that.
Both of their errors on the batter at the plate.
And he is bunting on two strikes. Roby's got it. One play only over to first, one away. So, bunting with two strikes, and credit them for some great fundamentals there. Bunting on two strikes, but Cheryl did, and he got Donlinger down to second. Here's Verstegen. Verstegen comes to the plate, sophomore.
Verstegen 0 for 2 in the game. He flew out to center field and has struck out in his two official at-bats.
Verstegen, all-district performer for them, hit 346 on the year.
Verstegen, a big center fielder, tall kid.
Boy, this is a critical juncture of this ballgame. The pitch from Roby. There's a strike right in there at the knees. Good fastball. A comebacker here to Roby would be very, very nice right now. You might be able to get that runner hung up at third. One strike now. Roby checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch, breaking ball high. He's just not getting that curveball in there. We've seen that the other night with Sharon. We noticed that Charlie Palmer struggled a little bit with that, even though he pitched a good ball game. Roby, one ball, one strike. Long look into Embry here. Here's the pitch from Otis. Swing and a miss, strike two. Just blew it by him. One ball, two strikes now. Runner at second is Donlinger. Casey Hall on deck.
Joey Verstegen, a sophomore for the Newman Knights.
Heart of the order for the Knights. Here's the pitch from Roby. High, ball two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Outfield pretty much straight away, not all that deep. More shading towards second, as is the second baseman for Twin Cedars. And, of course, that's Colin Still trying to hold the runner fairly close. Off the mound now, it's Roby. Donlinger trying to get as big a lead as he can down there at second base. Roby has a look at him. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Big strikeout. Number five now for Otis Roby. Two down. And they've got Casey Hall up there. If they could get out of this, Randy, it'd be very, very big.
Casey Hall, the number three hitter in the order, also the Newman pitcher. For his two at-bats, he has walked and been hit by a pitch. He's been on both times.
And Matt Miller's going out to talk to Otis Roby and Embry, Hunter Embry here, with the runner at second, two out. They want to make sure they're on the same page as they face Hall. And as Matt told me in the pregame interview and off the record yesterday, he said the one kid that worries him most hitting-wise in the Knights lineup is Casey Hall, and he's coming up here with a runner at second base. So they're trying to make sure of what they want to do with him here. You certainly don't want any part of Lusher either who's coming up. You just have to be very, very careful here. And on anything on the infield at this kind of a ball game, you want to keep the ball down, even if you have to just knock it down, even if you don't get a play. You don't want anything through.
Casey Hall, the best hitter in the Newman lineup, batting in the number three hole.
Number 19, Roby. The pitch to Embry. It's a strike right at the knees. Good fastball. Well, that's where you want to keep it.
This Otis Roby seems to be getting stronger as the innings go on.
Well, he needs to be right now. One strike now to Hall. Here's the pitch. Took something off that, bounced it. Nice stop by Embry that time. 1-1. He's just not getting the curveball over today.
If Hunter Embry isn't first team All-State Class 1A, there's something the matter.
And there's a wild pitch, and I mean a really wild pitch that time for Roby, and he's indicating that slipped out of his hand, and it surely did, 2-1. And now that other runner is at third with two out, 2-1. And this is a hitter's pitch for Casey Hall, a pitch from Roby. That should be a strike. It was late call there, but it is. It's 2-2 now.
What I didn't like on that last pass or on that last wild pitch was Roby did not come off the pitcher's mound very far
to cover the plate.
To cover the plate and help his catcher out.
That's fouled off. Hall gets a piece of it. 2-2. Newman Knights, Casey Hall, senior up there. Runner at third. Big run in this ball game. One to prevent, one to score, depending on the year four. There's a pitch high for a ball. 3-2. It would not be the worst thing in the world if he gets on.
If he were walking?
Yeah. You don't want to do it intentionally. You want to try to get him out, but it wouldn't be the catastrophe it could be. The pitch struck him out.
Struck him out. Oh, my. What a pitch.
Roby just blew it by Casey Hall, and he comes off past Embry on the back, and the Sabres are ready to go to work. Big runner stranded at third that time. The Sabres desperately need to get something going here, though, as we head to the bottom of the fifth. They're still hitless. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's still Newman leading it over Twin Cedars, a bussy 1-0, and we'll be back right after this.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And another one of these nail biters. We've had them up here for you all week long, starting with the first TC game, then the Albia game, then the Sheraton game. Well, right now we're in the bottom of the fifth, 1-0. Mason City Newman leading Twin Cedars, the Sabres from Bussey. Come on, Sabres, let's get it going here. Leading it off is Brett Parker, Jr., and he's the guy to get it started here. The pitch from Casey Hall, it's a curveball, it's in for a strike. Oh, I tell you, I had a term. He's a good pitcher, but I still think he's a meatball pitcher. You got to be able to hit those. Here it is. Fastball, and he takes it for a ball, 1-1.
He's pitching a no-hitter against the hardest-hitting team in the tournament.
Amazing. We see the junk ball pitchers do very, very well up here traditionally. Here's the pitch. There's a shot up the middle. That's a base hit. And Fitzgerald made a heck of a dive at that. Looked like he was going to make it, which would have been taking a hit away that time from Parker. But it popped out of his glove. A for effort for Fitzgerald for Newman. But that's the first Twin Cedars base hit of the night, or the day, rather. And Brett Parker really tattooed that one.
Most shortstops would not even come close to catching that ball.
Mm-mm-mm. And now here's Drew Carlson. Well, you break the ice, sometimes that can just open things up, can it, Bill?
I hope it does.
Brett Parker.
He deserved a hit. He hit it very hard.
Right up the middle. Carlson the batter. Here's the pitch. It's a ball, and he probably will try to move Parker down to second here. Eric Clark's on deck. That's the tying run at first here. Nobody out. And we've seen even last inning, even though Twin Cedars did not get a hit, they were hitting the ball much harder last time up. They had two hard hit balls to left field. Parker's ball was hit hard. And they may be getting on to Casey Hall. We're in the bottom of the fifth, 1-0 Newman. Drew Carlson, left fielder, 0-1. Here's the pitch from Hall. He puts the attempt down, pulls the bat back, doesn't go, and it's 2-0. Well, how about a walk? That's the best way to advance the runner to second, isn't it?
That's the best thing could happen, but that pitch looked very good to me.
Yeah, that was right there. Two balls, no strikes. There's the big pitch for Hall. You can bet that Carlson's taking here, I would think. There's a throw where Parker back in easily, and first baseman had to save that throw, Hestis.
I think Mason City knows their catcher, not the greatest thrower in the world, and they do hold our runners really close.
Will Parker go? He's got good speed. Short lead, though. Here's the pitch from Hall. And that's going to be ball three in the throw down. He threw down. That wasn't all that bad a throw, but there's a lot of difference throwing to first than to second. Three balls, no strikes. And Hall now is behind, and Twin Cedars has something going here a little bit in the bottom of the fifth. Runner at first, nobody out.
Do not swing.
Carlson's got to be taking this one. Here's 3-0, and he takes a strike, 3-1. Hall brought one in that time. Three balls, one strike. Carlson had three hits against Martinsdale St. Mary's. Left-handed batter. This would be a spot for his fourth. But he may be bunting here. Let's see. He squares the bunt, and he pops it up. Worst thing that could happen. Catcher steps out, makes the put out. One out. Wow. You got to be able to put it down.
You got
to
get it on the ground.
Here's Eric Clark, and now I don't think he can be bunting at all. And this may mean that Parker will try to steal second. You've got to get him down there. Time called by the umpires. You could see that coming. He didn't. It was a good pitch by Hall that time. He just popped it up. The catcher, Waters, stepped out in front of the plate and caught the pop-up for the putout. Well, it's up to Eric Clark. Parker's still at first. Still a short lead. There's the throw over. He's in easily. You've got to make sure if you break that that pitcher's starting to come to the plate. Depends on the read he's got down there. Parker is a great athlete at first base. Hall now comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike one. You run him, Bill? I run him.
Yeah, it's okay. He's got to wait for his pitch that he can get a jump on.
A lot of hitting room on the right side here for Clark if he can get one. There's a throw over. Parker is getting back in very easily on those throws over, but that's because he has such a short lead. He's not getting a good enough lead to go. Sabres trailing just 1-0 in the fifth here. Quite a ball game. Number one, number two, you'd expect that here in this 1A semifinal. There's another throw. He's back in. Well, certainly they're distracting Casey Hall. He's thrown over there about seven times. On deck, Colin Still. Eric Clark up there for the Sabres. Clark on the year has hit 404. Here's the pitch. Slow curve, swing and a miss. Didn't get that. Now it's just floated in there. They're just way out front. Of course, Twin Cedars, terrific fastball hitting team, and so you have to credit Tony Adams for going to Hall here, who really mixes it up. No balls, two strikes. The other thing is, with all the junk he throws, it gives that runner more time to get to second. 0-2, and that's why, even though they could pitch out here, Bill, I would think, and Randy, he's ahead 0-2 in the count. What I've seen earlier today, he's coming in with a slow breaking ball on an 0-2 or 1-2 count. That should give Parker plenty of time, that little extra edge to get down there. Let's see what he does. There's another throw over. His move, we've seen that's obviously his best move. I think Parker can get off a couple more steps here. Still a short lead from the stretch, Casey Hall. Here's the pitch. Still not going. The pitch fouled it back. The other thing I like about that, in essence, if he's going and Clark gets a pitch like that, he can hit. You basically created a hit and run, which would really give Parker a chance, if he can punch it through, to actually even score from first. Let's see what Matt does here. Left-handed batter, Clark, awaits the pitch from Casey Hall. Now he throws over to first again. Parker's not even really going back in head first. He tends to, but he's actually kind of coming down on his knee. He's just that close to the bag. Now he's off a little bit further. Hall looks over at him. Clark's ready to go. Hall's ready to deliver the pitch. Still not going. Slow curve. Just got a piece. That just floats across there. Still no balls, two strikes. And Clark's doing a good job of hanging in there for the Sabres. Only four hits in the game. The Sabres just had their first. Brett Parker had a base hit, but there's one out. Not getting that bunt down really looms big now.
That really hurt.
Here's the pitch. And that almost got through. Nice stop by Waters that time. for Newman, and the count is now 1-2. He is not very effective with his fastball here the last two innings. He's living with the slow curve or the knuckle curve, as Matt Miller said he throws. Still a short lead by Parker. He's at first, one down. Eric Clark awaits the pitch from Hall, and he throws over again. Well, if you get him to throw over enough times, maybe he'll throw one away.
Maybe he'll tire him out a little bit.
His pitch count to first is growing.
Yes.
Clark, sharp, left-handed batter. He'd like to punch one through that right side. There he goes. Swing and a miss, strike three. Look at that terrible throw. He gets in. Oh, and he almost got picked off over running the base. He had to be going. I don't know why it took so long. Clark struck out. Big strikeout. Two down, but now finally Parker's at second base. And their catcher, bless his heart, I guess we'd say he has no arm to second base. I mean, just amazing with such a solid team as they have that he's not a strong arm catcher. He's a good receiver, but not much of an arm to second base. So Parker's in scoring position now for the Sabres. He represents the tying run, and it's all up to Colin Still, the second baseman. Parker's at second. Colin Still comes to the plate. Collins, a junior, hasn't done much on the hitting line this year. 253 hitter. What's that, Randy? They are really holding Parker at second. Now they break back into the hole. There's a pop-up, and that's going to go over on the right side behind us and out of play. About five rows back. It's interesting. They bring their shortstop, Fitzgerald, their second baseman, who is Wadley, over close to Parker in the bag, and then at the last minute they break back to the hole. And obviously there are many different pickoff moves to second, and they're both doing that now. The nice thing is you've still got a long way to go to get back in the hole, and if Still can poke one on the right side here, we're going to be tied up. Parker now. Good lead, the pitch, and just inside, ball one, 1-1 in the fastball. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the fifth, still 1-0. Newman leading over Twin Cedars. It's another nail-biter game. Sabres trying to tie this one up. If Still can get a hit here. Here's the pitch on the way. Slow curve, and he hits one down the right side, and it's going to be caught by the first baseman, who falls over the tarp, but gets the putout. And despite the leadoff base hit, the Sabres fail to score a run. They strand one. They've had one hit. We're heading to the sixth inning here in this semifinal game of 1A. It's still Mason City Newman leading over Twin Cedars of Bussey, 1-0. The only run that scored in this game was on a shallow fly ball that dropped just in front of the Sabre right fielder to drive in a run, and that's it. Three hits for Newman, one for Twin Cedars. Sixth inning, 1-0 Newman. We'll be back right after these messages.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Kent Farm Management wants to sell your farm if you're ready to list it. Call 774-8676 and get your land listed today with Kent Farm Management. Springtime is prime time, and Kent Farm Management is looking for your farm listing. Call 774-8676. That's 641-774-8676. Sell your listing with Kent Farm Management.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're in the top half of the sixth. Mason City Newman leading Twin Cedars of Bussey 1-0.
Kane Lozier to lead off.
No balls, two strikes.
For Mason City, falls behind 0-2. Pitch high there for ball one.
He's the cleanup hitter here for the Knights.
Knights is ending up 4-5-6.
Otis Roby Curveball, that's high, 2-2. You know, you look at this, we've only had four hits in this ball game. Both pitchers have done a good job, and they're very much a contrast in styles. Here's the pitch, and that's fouled off to the right side. 2-2. On deck for them, it's Bergmeier and then LaPointe, so they have 4, 5, and 6. You'd like to get them out in order here, because then you would face 7, 8, 9 in the seventh inning. But the problem right now is the Sabres have got to start getting something going offensively. Here's the pitch, ground ball, hit. Moore, what a heck of a play! The throw in time! Oh, and my goodness! Clark couldn't hold it, but Coy Moore went behind the bag at second, dove, got the ball in his glove, got up, made a great throw, and they had the runner at first, and it came out of Clark's glove. And how are they going to score that one? That could go as a base hit. It could go in error by the first baseman. What a play, though, by Coy Moore. Well, bottom line is, runner at first, nobody out, and there's the bunt. It's a good one. Roby's up with it over to first. Oh, and he about threw that away. But they do get the put out, but now Lesher's down at second as they get Bergmeier, and here's LaPointe. That's a big, big run in this 1-0 game. Runner at second. I tell you, Coy Moore, they scored a hit. He dove. He was fully extended, got it in the glove, got up, and made a great throw.
I agree with the scorekeeper.
There's a shot again to Moore. That's going to get through. The runner at third's going to hold. He's running through the hold, and they're going to score a run here. 2-0 Newman. Throw down to second, and they get the runner there. LaPointe is out, but LaPointe gets a base hit to center. And I'll tell you what's interesting there. Lesher ran right by the stop sign from Tony Adams, the coach, and kept going. The throw came in from Parker, not in time, 2-0. Tony Adams wanted to hold him at third there, Randy, and he went right on through it, and it ended up working out for Newman. They lead it 2-0. The throw down then by Embry easily got LaPointe at second for out number two, but that's a big, big run in this game now for Mason City Newman. Swing and a miss, strike one to Waters. Well, I wish he'd have listened to his coach and held up there. Well, he had his hands, unless they have a different. Wow. 1-1. That's a big, big run. Now 2-0 Newman. They've got 5 hits. That's high for a ball. Boy, that really makes, of course, Moore knock down a base hit. But if they could have held onto the ball, Clark at first, that run's not even on. Yep. There's a fly ball, head out on the right. Levi Jones is going to put this one away, I believe. He's there, makes the catch. But Newman comes up with a big, big run there in the inning on 2 hits, 1 left. We go to the bottom of the 6th. It's getting late. The Sabres need to go to work here. They're trailing Newman 2-0. We'll be back after this.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774. For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Bottom of the 6th, 2-0 Mason City Newman, number one team in the state, leading the number two. Twin Cedar Sabres of Bussey, 2-0 now. And we were just talking off the cuff here. Brett Parker, outstanding center fielder, hesitated on bringing that ball in, and that is why I believe Tony Adams was holding his runner, but that hesitation really gave him all the edge he needed to score that second run.
You're absolutely right, Richard. That's exactly what happened.
Couple of mental mistakes here for Twin Cedars in the outfield today have accounted for both runs for Newman. And I don't mean errors, just a couple of, this is a game of inches. We say it all the time. And a couple of things that should have been done weren't done. It's 2-0. But what a ball game. Both clubs playing great. And the Sabres still very much in this. That's a ball, 2-0. Right now it's Levi Jones up there in the top of the order. The Sabres need to get something going here in the sixth. They're down only two, trailing 2-0. On deck, Coy Moore. I can't believe they haven't hit Hall harder than they've hit him. That's ball three. Well, this is big. If you can get that lead man on with the top of the order.
If Levi gets on, he can run.
Three balls, no strikes. Casey Hall's went the distance. There's a strike for Newman. Three balls, one strike. Coy Moore, Otis Roby on deck, the next two hitters. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fouled it back, strike two. So Hall's rallying here. He's got the count back full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Well, the play of the game, even though it didn't work out right, is the great play that Coy Moore made on that dive a little bit ago. Almost would have saved that run. Here's the pitch, fouled it back, and I'll tell you, Levi just barely got a piece of that one. Newman, of course, plays terrific schedule in the North Iowa Conference, but they're finding out that the Twin Cedars down here in Southern Iowa has given them all they could ask for. The pitch, there's a little number, and it's going to go foul. 2-0 ball game. Just another very close game here at the state baseball tournament. Bud Legg has to be thrilled with the closeness of all these games and the competitiveness of all of these teams. And sure, we've brought you some close games. This is our fourth game in the tournament. Here's the pitch now on the way. Slow curve. He reaches for it. Slow hopper to Fitzgerald. Long throw, and he didn't get it. Jones beats it out. Base hit. And that is the speed of Levi Jones.
And that, Richard, is the thing I've been talking about the whole tournament. You pick up a ground ball and crow hop it, you are going to lose that runner.
If you're taking the extra step to make the throw, you're giving the runner an extra step or two. Jones beats it out, second Sabre hit. And now the top of the order. This is the inning the Sabres need to cash in. Coy Moore there. Good speed at first. And Jones, and here begins the throwing over to first again by Casey Hall. He threw over there about 10 times on Parker, and he's just made a throw over to Jones. And Jones is a big threat to go. Do you run two down, though, here?
I think so.
Jones has not been thrown out all season long. 27 for 27. That's a strike, and that looked low to Coy Moore, and he shakes his head. Matt Miller giving the signs to Moore. Then it's Roby, Embry, and Harrell and Parker, the heart of the Twin Cedars order. They're down by two. Number nine, Levi Jones is on base. And there's the throw over again. Down by two, I don't think you can be thinking bunt at all. You've got to try to have your bats go to work here. The thing I like about Moore in this spot, he hits to right field so much. Hits behind the runner. Right now, that'd be big. Another throw over to Moore. To Jones. Casey Hall has went the distance for Newman. No balls, one strike to Moore. Open stance by Coy. Here's the pitch on the way. Slow curve, and it misses. No, he called it a strike. Unbelievable. 0-2. Well, I've seen him not call that many times today, but we've gotten it two times in a row here. No balls, two strikes. Unbelievable. You can watch where the catcher catches it and know that's not a strike. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And there's a throw back over to first again. First baseman had to block that throw. Moore's a good two-strike hitter, though. On the year, he's only struck out 11 times and 123 at-bats. Hall just does not have much velocity at all. It's pretty much junk. But he's fooled a lot of Twin Cedars hitters. They're hitting it. They're not striking out much, but they're not really getting a solid hit. Here's a pitch. Moore fouls this off. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Roby on deck. Base hit here would really change the dynamics of this game. Casey Hall looks into his catcher, Waters. Waters checks over to his coach, Tony Adams, getting the sign of what he wants here. It's to call back to Hall. Short lead by Jones. Long look, and he's going to go over to first again. Boy, he's throwing over there when they're only off a couple of feet. Kind of amazing.
Maybe he's going to throw one away for us. We hope.
We will take any charity at this point. No balls, two strikes. Again, he looks over. Short lead by Jones. Now he comes to the plate. The pitch to Moore, and he fouls this one off to the right, and that's going to go out of play.
Out of play. Thank you.
I'd like to see him loop one fair down the right field line. Well, so it's still 0-2.
I do, too, and I hope it's...
Rolls to the fence, to the wall. Out by always faster internet.
If we can get a runner on third base, it will put a whole new picture on this game.
Count still 0-2. Casey Hall, right-handed pitcher for the Knights. Comes to the plate. Here it is. There's a chopper hit slowly. Third baseman's up with it. He'll go to second. Got the force to first, not in time. That's why I would like to see. I'm amazed even down two they weren't stealing Jones there because their catchers show no propensity to throw out anybody. And now we have a runner at first, but they got the force out. That was slowly hit. Nice play by their third baseman, Bergmeier, who is all district. Well, here's Roby. Otis, left-handed batter, with now Moore at first. Of course, Roby, a good pull hitter, left-handed batter. And I'll tell you what, Hall is easy to pull if you can get a bat on the ball. And here we start the throw to first again. Sabres just not really having, as you and I laugh about, Bill, sometimes their hitting shoes on today. Roby could really change this right now. On deck, it's Ambry and Harrell coming up, the next two hitters. Here's the pitch to Roby outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Otis Roby. Otis, just a sophomore, what a year he had, hit .486. Sabres only have two hits in this ball game. Short lead by Moore, not going to first. Here's the pitch, and that's low for a ball. Ball two, 2-0. Like to see Roby get on any way he could here and give the two power hitters, Ambry and Harrell, a chance. We're in the bottom of the sixth, still 2-0 Newman. Casey Hall has went the distance. He's only struck out, what, two? Here's the pitch, slow curve, and that's going to be a strike in the outside corner. One strike to Roby. Two strikeouts is all Hall has had. Three strikeouts. But he's been effective, keeping Twin Cedars off balance through much of the afternoon. The 2-1 there is the throw back to first again.
That's three.
Three strikeouts. Critical inning here in the sixth, heart of the order for Twin Cedars. They've got to make some noise here. Hall now brings the pitch to Roby. There's a ground ball hit to the second baseman. This might be two. Over to second, one. To first, a double play. 4-6-3, and that's a backbreaker there. Nothing doing for the Sabres in the sixth. And we head to the seventh in this 1A semifinal. The winner will play at noon Saturday afternoon in the state title game. And right now it's Newman of Mason City leading Twin Cedars, the Sabres of Bussey, by a score of 2-0. And we'll be right back.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We are Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
That's what I do. What? Get up in front of the box and hit it before it tails down on you.
Yeah.
And you set, it's like I said in another game, don't sit on the fastball, sit on the breaking ball. We're back here in Principal Park, home of the I-Cubs. We're just commiserating here. 2-0. Mason City Newman leads it over Twin Cedars. And we are just kind of amazed the Sabres, the leading hitting team, just not doing well against Casey Hall. He throws a lot of junk, and we've got a new pitcher in for, well, I guess not. There's a base hit, extra bases. That's going to go to the wall. And heading into second base, Seth Hesnes. He drove in their first run, and he just doubled here. And he's doing a little bit of dramatics out there at second base, pumping his fist and everything, as he has just doubled to left field. We were just talking here. We're amazed, really, the Sabres haven't loaded up on Casey Hall, the pitcher for Newman. He doesn't have a strong fastball. He throws a lot of off-speed stuff. But, and I made the little comment, maybe they need to step up a little closer in the box, up to the front, set on the breaking ball instead of the fastball. They just haven't really been able to make good contact today, although they're not striking out much.
But Casey Hall has 80 strikeouts in 63 and two-thirds innings pitch, so the northern part of the state can't hit him either.
He throws junk. Runner at second is now Hesnes, and that would really be a backbreaker if he gets in. He really tattooed that to left. He's had two hits for them today.
Parker Donlinger, the number nine hitter up to the plate now, he's been up there twice. He's walked once and singled.
I would not be surprised if they try to bunt him to third. Nope, they're hitting away. He's had hit the ball hard for them today.
He's the only freshman in the Newman lineup.
There's nothing wrong with how Otis Roby's pitched today. He's given up six hits, but he's only given up two runs. The real story here has been the Sabres just not hitting the ball real hard today. There's a strike. Two balls, one strike. And a couple of little outfield guffaws, not errors, but that cost a couple of early runs, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game of inches. And when you play a team like Newman, you got to do everything pretty much perfectly. Although they've made some miscues too, but Twin Cedars has not hit the ball hard enough to take advantage.
Mason City Newman with two runs and two errors.
Three balls, one strike now. Otis Roby.
Twin Cedars, no runs, two hits, and no errors.
That's ball four, and look out now. Two on, nobody out, and the batter now top of the order, Jack Fitzgerald. And this may be, I think we may see Coy Moore come in here now for Twin Cedars. Maybe not, but Matt Miller is coming up to talk to Roby. He certainly wants to talk about his infield defense here. You can't go down three, that's for sure. 2-0, top of the seventh. Bill's thinking, I'm thinking, if you're Tony Adams, and he's been around a long time, 500 career wins, 88 losses, tremendous coach, I would imagine he's going to be moving these runners to second, third with the top of the order, and then your two and three hitters coming up, you could really open up some breathing room here. You know, one thing you talk about these Sabres, they're not done certainly yet. They're only down two runs here in the seventh. But the impressive thing about this club is all of their all-district performers, all five of them, are back next year for Twin Cedars. Mm-hmm. How would you like to have your top five players back off a 36-2 record?
I think that Twin Cedars will be back to the state tournament next year.
They are just loaded for bear. Loaded for bear. They're not done. We saw the Sheraton Clear Lake game the other night. Clear Lake was down by three in the seventh inning, ended up winning at 5-4. There's the bunt, and it's a good one, but goes foul. Strike one. One strike. Twin Cedars will send to the plate in the bottom of the seventh, 3, 4, and 5. They hope they're only down two runs. Right now, they're in on the corners. Harrell in at third. And they're looking for the bunt at first, too, as they have Eric Clark in there. Right-handed batter, Jack Fitzgerald, leadoff man out there. He squares the bunt. It's high for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Big contingent of Twin Cedars fans, and right now they're pretty quiet. And I mean, if you look down to your left and up through this area, guys, they have terrific representation here. Here's the pitch, and that's high for a ball. 2-1. Roby's starting to miss the strike zone a little bit here. He certainly can't give the free pass here. A lot of signs down there by Tony Adams to his batter. I believe that's Tony Adams down there. Their coaches, they have several. There's the bunt. That's foul strike two. Now let's remember, nice play down there by one of the Newman fans. Let's remember that even though Fitzgerald had two strikes on him earlier, he still put the bunt down and made it good earlier, so they may not switch off here. Two balls, two strikes. Big pitch here from Roby. Here it is. He squares the bunt, takes it high, ball three. Wow, bases could be loaded here unless he brings this one in. Trouble brewing, Randy. Three balls, two strikes now to the batter. Fitzgerald, Verstegen's on deck, heart of the order. Big 3-2 pitch from Roby. Here it is. He bunts it, he pops it up, and a great play by Eric Clark at first. He floated that when Clark was charging. It went right to him for the putout. One down. Big, big putout. Here's Verstegen.
And no advance.
Why is he bunting to first base?
Bill is losing it over here, and I agree, Bill. He was bunting it to first base. Why wouldn't you pull your third baseman in there with the runners trying to go to third? He popped it out to Clark. That worked out good for the Sabres. One down. Here's Roby's pitch now. And that's a strike right at the knees to Verstegen.
I think in a situation like that, you've got to tell your pitcher that you've got to cover anything that's hit on my side because I can't leave the bag.
Good break that time. They need another one right here. Boy, that double play they pulled off in the last inning. Newman looms very big right now. There's a pop-up. Embry's not going to get to it. Goes against the screen. Right now, they're popping all their bunts up. And it's two strikes on the batter. And you still have to be aware they still may try to put one down here. Although with Verstegen, your number two hitter, I would think they might be switching off.
Verstegen is 0 for 3 for the game, though, Rich.
Well, a strikeout's what we need right here.
He flew out to deep center field his first at-bat. Clear up on warning track and then struck out the last two times.
No balls, two strikes. Long talk with the coach now by Verstegen. He'll come back up to the plate. No balls, two strikes. Infield in on the corners. Actually, second baseman for Twin Cedars still is in a little bit. Moore behind the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, and that's going to carry maybe foul. And Harrell's over, and he can't make the play. It stayed in play, but they couldn't get a good angle on it, and it drops. Was over by the
home plate.
Home plate where they warm up in
the
bullpen.
Bullpen.
Well, that would have been a big out.
Well, somebody would have had to have covered third if he caught it.
So the count remains 0-2.
That would have been Otis Roby's bag.
I'd like to see Roby run one right at the letters. Fastball right here. Ring him up. Here's the pitch, and he throws it over the back, over the catcher's head. They don't have to bunt now. He just sailed one way over Embry's head, and the runners go to second and third, and now he absolutely has to get the strikeout right here. That is an easy wild pitch to score right there. One ball, two strikes. Strikeout is imperative at this point. Here's the pitch. And that's high ball two. 2-2. Boy, that really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Two balls, two strikes. Definitely need the strikeout now. The pitch from Roby. Here it is. That one's fouled off to the right by Verstegen. Count remains even. They say now they put it back up on the score where they actually went to 0-0. The pitch, line shot, base hit. That may score two. Left fielder up with it. They'll hold the other runner. Newman leads it 3-0. The throw to the plate and going into second, Verstegen. The RBI single, and the wild pitch set that one up, didn't it?
Yes. That was a bad break.
Good play by Carlson. He got it in quickly, but with those runners at second and third, no chance to get that lead run. 3-0 now. Newman leading a big, big hit by Verstegen. And the pop foul he didn't catch in foul territory again looms big.
I think we're going to have a pitching change now.
Coy Moore, I believe, is coming in. Matt Miller going out there. 3-0. Otis looks a little bit tired. There's the flip. Coy Moore, the other Twin Cedars ace, will go in. Take your hat off to Otis Roby. What a job this sophomore has done all year long. 12-0. He's pitched a fine game today against the number one team in the state. But he, I think, has run out of gas, Randy.
Yes, he has. He pitched very well the other night against Martinsdale St. Mary's, and he pitched well today. The first two runs that Mason City Newman scored were, you could say, Your right fielder should have taken another step and caught it. There would have been a run that wouldn't have scored then. Your center fielder held the ball until the runner committed at third base to home plate, and then he released it, not in time.
Actually, the first run of the ball game should have been this one right here.
Actually, you're right. You're right.
It's a game of inches. When you play a team like Newbern, who plays in the tough North Iowa Conference, you really can't make or get by, at the very least, many mistakes. And just little ones, and they'll be all over you. They're a great ball club, and their competition, they did not come in with a record of Twin Cedars, but they play terrific competition up in that North Iowa League. And let's keep in mind, they've been here 13 times. And that makes a difference, too. Great tradition. This is only Twin Cedars' second trip. But the important thing is, however this game comes out, and it's not over yet, is that Twin Cedars is getting valuable experience. And particularly for a team loaded with underclassmen, talented underclassmen, this is just nothing but pluses for them. They still have to try to keep this game right where it's at now, 3-0. They still have 3, 4, and 5, and they're resilient. They still have another at-bat coming up. Coy Moore comes in for the Sabres. He's had a terrific year for them.
And he'll face Casey Hall, a number 3 hitter in the Mason City Newman lineup.
Coy Moore is 11-1 on the year. 1.98 ERA.
Good fastball across for strike one.
Otis threw 111 pitches, and of course that's a sign he was running out of gas. Coy Moore, good experience for him, and he is an ace. They've got two aces on this Sabre team. The pitch from Moore, there's a bunt, that's a foul. Strike two. Yep, they had the suicide squeeze on. That's the perfect pitch for that, Bill. Pitch was high, and he couldn't get it down. So now he's got two strikes on the batter, of course. Number 19, Casey Hall, who would like to pick up another run. He's been their pitcher, a senior. Coy Moore wants the strikeout here. Here's the pitch, and he got it. He rung him up. Coy Moore, big strikeout there for Coy. And there now are two out, still runners at second and third, and it brings up Lesher, their right fielder.
Lesher has grounded out to second, grounded out to the pitcher, and singled for and scored a run for today.
Coy Moore, the pitch on the way. Fastball in the dirt. Nice stop by Embry. Coy Moore, number 3. We've seen Coy pitch actually more than Otis this year in games we've covered for them. He'll work from the stretch. Looks at the runner at third. Here's the pitch from Coy. It's a strike on the outside corner. That was a good pitch, Bill.
Kane Lesher, big right fielder for the Newman Knights.
Three nothing score. Newman leads it. They've had seven hits. There's a strike. Inside corner. Strike two. Good job by Coy in relief so far. 1-2 the count. He's got that big breaking ball. Let's see what he goes here with. Looks into Embry. From the stretch, Coy Moore's delivery. Here it is. It's high on the fastball. 1-2.
That was a good waste pitch. Good waste pitch.
Boy, this has been such a game of inches today.
Give him high heat and see if he'll go for it.
Here's the pitch on the way. In the dirt, Embry, nice stop, and Moore gets in there to cover. Good job by Coy and certainly by Hunter Embry here.
As I said earlier, if Hunter Embry isn't an all-state catcher in Class 1A, then I guess I haven't seen a first-team all-state catcher.
Big pitch here coming from Coy Moore. On deck, it's Bergmeyer. You don't want to face him. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He went fishing there and came up with an empty hook. Big run, though, for Mason City Newman. They get a run in the seventh, but outstanding relief work by Coy Moore coming in and getting both hitters on strikeouts. And now it's all up to the Twin Cedars batters. They trail 3-0. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, the winner goes into the championship game Saturday at noon. Twin Cedars needs to at least get three here to tie it up, and they'll send 3, 4, 5 hitters to the plate. Embry, Harrell, and Parker. And we'll be back for the bottom of the seventh right after this.
We asked some Iowa State fairgoers to define happiness, and here's what they told us.
Happiness is the big boar.
Happiness is a grandstand concert.
Happiness is a blue ribbon high.
Well, I think they'll all agree that happiness is saving nearly 30% on gate admission now through August 7th. So get happy by going online at iowastatefair.org and print your advanced gate admission tickets at home with no fees. Or, while supplies last, purchase discounted tickets at Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee drugstores, Fairway stores, and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Those tickets will also save you half off DART's State Fair park and ride. Whether it's the happiness of saving on your gate admission, or winning a ribbon, enjoying your favorite band, or snacking on your favorite food on a stick, nothing compares to the Iowa State Fair, August 8th through 18th in Des Moines. For more offers plus a day-by-day fair schedule, visit iowastatefair.org.
Now that's what I call happiness.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Bottom of the seventh, Twin Cedars down 3-0, the number one and two teams in the state. Casey Halls went the distance today for Newman. Right now he's got a one ball, one strike count on Hunter Embry. The Sabres need runners. They've had only two hits in this game. They've only struck out four times, but they've just not hit the ball very hard today against what we call a junk ball pitcher. Foul back, strike two. Hall doesn't have much velocity. Moves the ball around, changes speeds a lot, and it's really caused the Sabres some problems today. And that was what Matt Miller told me yesterday. He said he was concerned about the junk, as he said, that Casey Hall throws. It's been effective. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. 2-2. After Embry, it's Harrell and Parker. Embry needs to get on here. It's 3-0. This has been such a game of inches. Could easily be 1-0 right now. Easily, very easily, if you follow this ball game, very easily could be 1-0. But I'll tell you, Twin Cedars, if they're not earning accolades going against this number one team at the state, I don't know what you have to do. That's low in the dirt. 3-2. They've made believers. When they beat Martinsdale St. Mary's, the defending state champ, the other day, and then they're taking Newman to the limit today, you've got to be impressed. There's a shot into center. Gets down, a base hit. Hunter Embry singles to center. And Embry's at first, the third Sabre hit. He tattooed that one. And here's big Corey Harrell, who's hit 11 homers on the year. Hit over 400. Parker's on deck. Courtesy runner for Embry is number one, and that's Trace Embry. If Harrell can get on here, Bill, we've got lock and load ready to go here. Corey Harrell coming up to the plate here. Trace Embry running at first now. Good lead. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. One of the things that was interesting about this game, if Newman was very vulnerable, it's in the catching spot, but we never had enough runners to really take advantage of that today. Embry's got good speed at first. Here's the pitch to Harrell. He takes it low. Ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Corey Harrell hit 561 on the year, led the state in hitting. He's up there right now, runner at first. Like to see him get a hold of one here. The 2-0 pitch to Harrell. It's a high fly ball out into right. Right fielder should get this one. Stays up there a long time. There's one out. Lusher gets it. Corey just got under that one. There's one away, and it's up to Parker now. Brett Parker. Oh, that's a big out for Newman. On deck after Parker, it's Carlson. Need another runner here. Brett Parker has good pop. Need a gap shot here, Bill.
Just any way to get on.
Brett Parker. Casey Hall, not worried about the runner this time. There's a strike right in there to Parker. Sabres have had three hits. Newman's had seven. Two errors in the game. Newman committed both of them. Casey Hall trying to get the win, pin this one down for the Knights of Mason City Newman Catholic. Here's the pitch. It's outside low. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Drew Carlson's on deck. Left fielder. Parker needs to get on here. One out, bottom of the seventh. Look over by Hall. Short lead by Embry. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's in the dirt. Throw down. He almost threw it into right field. Nice stop that time by Hessness down there at first. Two balls and a strike. Hessness, of course, has been a big hero for them today. A couple of big base hits. Long look in by Hall to Waters. Short lead again by Embry. Key is Brett Parker here. Here's the pitch. He got a good rip that time, just got a piece of it, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. You look at this, and Twin Cedars hits fastball pitching so well. This has been the right kind of pitcher against them today. Two balls, two strikes. Brett Parker has to keep it going here. There's one out. Lead off hit, but there's one out as they got Harrell. There's a throw over again. You know, he's throwing over there when they're off about 2 feet. Yeah, they're trying to hold him close because of the weak arm catcher, but by leading by 3 runs, that shouldn't be a problem at this point. Here's the pitch to Parker. There's a chopper. This could be trouble. Shortstop Fitzpatrick over to second for the force, and they throw it away, but Parker's safe at first. He'll hold. Nice play by their outstanding shortstop, Fitzgerald. He gets the force, and the Sabres are down to their last out here, and it's going to be Drew Carlson. Drew Carlson, we've got to say this right away, Bill, no matter what happens here. Discounting Albia, where we did, of course, a lot of the home games this year, of all the places we traveled this year, and Randy, I know you include this too, the most hospitality we got anywhere
was at Twin Cedars.
And I mean, it was a runaway. They were terrific, from their AD, Justin Oldie, to Dave Roby, to their fans, to their players. They were awesome, just awesome. There's a strike to Carlson. Runaway winners of that award. In fact, golly, they were the best hospitality anywhere. No balls, one strike to Carlson. Here's the pitch. There's a shot down the left field line. That's foul up into the stands. Carlson's down, two strikes now. And Newman, one strike away from advancing to the championship game. They've been there before. They've won it 3 times here and runner-up 3 times. But Twin Cedars will be back. I think you can count on that. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Carlson. High for a ball. And the interesting thing is, I know Matt Miller is going to, these kids are going to work all season long. They're going to be even better next year. They still got an out to play with here, but they need a base runner badly. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And Newman advances to the championship game, shutting out the leading hitting team in Class 1A. 3-0 over Twin Cedars, the Sabres. But I can't say enough about this effort by Matt Miller, Matt Johnson, and this Twin Cedars Sabres baseball team. They end up going 36-3 this year. 36-3. They return 7 starters off this team next year. Their top 3 pitchers all return. And they are going to be loaded for bear next year. And make a note now at home, wherever you're listening, expect Twin Cedars to be back here at Principal Park next year for another state tournament run. Now, I tell you, this club excited all of us from the get-go. We had the good fortune, of course, to do Albia Blue Demons baseball all year. What a run that was as the Blue Demons came to the state tournament, played in that record-setting 13-inning game, and then losing just 2-1 to North Polk. And then we had the Sheraton game, South Central Conference champs, losing a heartbreaker to Clear Lake, 5-4. And then, of course, Twin Cedars defeating Martinsdale St. Mary's, the defending state champ, and pushing Newman to the brink here. But Newman winning it 3-0. What a run it's been up here, covering 3 great teams from Southern Iowa, Albia, Sheraton, and now Twin Cedars. And none of them have anything to be ashamed about, and certainly not the Sabres, who are going to be getting their big, beautiful trophy down there right now. And they're disappointed now. We've been there and done that before. But they don't have any reason to hang their heads, do they, Bill?
No, they played. They played a relatively good ball game today. It's just the way baseball goes.
And sometimes you get against this pitcher who throws so much off-speed stuff, he'll just keep you on edge all day, and that's what happened. Casey Hall gets the win, and Otis Roby the loss, but Roby, only a sophomore, what a performance. How'd that go on the totals, Bill?
Well, Casey Hall, the winning pitcher, pitched all seven innings. He only allowed three hits and no runs, but this statistic stands out, no walks.
For Casey Hall.
And four strikeouts. For Twin Cedars, the pitching was Otis Roby, the starter, six in the third innings, gave up seven hits, three runs, struck out six and walked three, relieved in the last inning by Coy Moore, who finished the game with two-thirds of an inning, and he struck out the two batters he faced.
And him and Otis will both be back next year. We're not quite done with you yet. I'm going to send it back to the station for a word from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back to wrap it up right after this.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elvia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
Harold's Trailer Sales on Highway 92 West in Indianola is Iowa's largest bighorn dealer with a great selection of fold-down campers, pull-behind campers, and fifth wheels. Harold's Trailer Sales has great service and a large selection of accessories. Highway 92 West in Indianola.
If it has chrome, rides on two wheels, and sounds like this, it needs to be at Bike Night in Knoxville. It's Bike Night this Friday in downtown Knoxville from 6 till 10, featuring live music from Mr. Fugly. Don't have a bike? Come feast your eyes on these. Brought to you by Brown Sanitation, Budweiser, CNC Harley-Davidson, Chips Harley-Davidson, Klein QuickTime, Sandals Lounge, and Raymaker Screen Printing.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Well, I'm Rich Grimes with Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor. What a ball game. It's Newman winning at 3-0 over Twin Cedars. This was our 32nd ball game that we have done this year for KIIC, and I want to take the opportunity here. We were hoping we'd be back Saturday, but we want to certainly thank Joe Millage for giving us this opportunity. I know this year, Derek and Greg, who did the board ops, all the sponsors, my golly, the sponsors throughout the course of the year for Albion, Sheraton, and certainly Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Let's not forget their terrific team, Rod Ashman's team, Twin Cedars. What a blast it's been, and we've tried to bring you a lot of entertainment, a lot of great baseball, and the kids helped us do that, and the coaches. And we've had a lot of fun doing all these games for you this year. It's a great opportunity to get the opportunity to do it this year because we got the call before the season started. I did, and I said, well, yeah, I'll do it again, but want to get my own color guys, and here's Bill Saylor and Randy Stafford, and we've had a ball. And I just want to thank all of you folks who listened all season long as we brought you 32 games, and we're part of three teams coming up here to Principal Park. And I want to say this about the iCubs, too. If you haven't ever been up here to Principal Park to see the iCubs play, you've still got August to get up here. They've got a lot of great games coming up. You can't beat fun at the old ballpark, especially Principal Park here. Scott Saylor, Sam Burnaby, Michael Gartner, all of them do a great job. So get some iCubs tickets and watch it. And enjoy baseball at its best up here at AAA Ballpark. Thanks, Bud. Bud Legg, what a great job he does with the association. And he's not only very good at what he does, he's a great guy to work with. And we appreciate Bud Legg up here, too. Randy, I know it's been a ball. We've enjoyed it all season long, haven't we?
Oh, we sure have. From PA announcing for the Albion Blue Demons to helping KIIC, I'd like to
take
this time to personally thank Joe Millage for allowing me to sit in and cover these state tournament games. It's been a chance of a lifetime. It's been a dream of a lifetime. I really, truly appreciate it. I want to thank Boyd Britton and Jim Cagle for the fine job they did with the Albion Blue Demons.
Jake Schroeder with Sheraton.
Jake
Rod
Ashman
with Eddieville. And Matt Miller with Twin Cedars.
It's been a blast. They've all got fine baseball teams. They've got fine kids coming back. It's going to be a blast next year. Hopefully, if the school wants me, I'll be doing the PA down there at Albion. I'll get to see them again.
That stands for physician's assistant, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the physician's assistant for Albia Baseball. Yes. One thing we want to, I'd like to say is baseball is over for us. Football is right around the corner. Within 3 weeks, we'll be playing the first game of the season. Also, the young ladies will be starting their volleyball season. And with that, I would like to congratulate one young lady from Albia that's going to be a senior to be on the volleyball team, Hannah Dustin. Her AAU team, the High Performance, went to Fort Lauderdale last week in national competition and went through the competition down there 8-0 and ended up being national champions. So there will be a young lady on the Albia girls volleyball team this year who has already accomplished one thing, and that is being a national champion and being on a national champion team. Want to congratulate Hannah and the rest of her teammates for a job well done.
And best wishes to her. I want to get Bill Saylor on here, too, Randy. Randy, it's always fun. You and I go way back, and it's been a blast. Enjoyed it with you.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Here you go, Bill.
Bill Saylor, I've known him forever. And, Bill, we've had a lot of fun, as Randy and I have had a lot of fun. And what can you say about this season, magical season?
Great baseball.
And I know you've enjoyed it. We've had a lot of fun up here, and couldn't have turned out better. Except if we'd have won three state titles.
Yeah, we needed to go just a little bit further in the tournament, but that's the way it goes. You keep playing and playing, and you're doing well. Just keep it up.
Well, we all love baseball. Hope all of you who've listened all season long have, too. And I just want to say again thanks to all of you. And I want to.